Blog Talk Radio.
About this.
I bring my life to the table. I bring my wife to the table. I bring health, wealth, knowledge, and self to the table. I bring no to less TV to the table. Conscious table. I bring no to less radio to the table. Conscious radio. Conscious Wikipedia. I bring DVDs, books, no to less media to the table. Killing fables. I'm to the families of the royals. I bring King's County to the table. Restoring royalty. The melanated Clark Gables, soldier culture to the tables, the superhead rules to the tables. I bring seven heaven seaballs to the tables, soul water to the tables. Red and blue, the big daddy Kane, ready, willing, and able to walk in through my stables, full length stables, back from the future like Bishop in Cable to introduce the freshmen to the X Men and all of their candy excellence.
No question, class is in session. Report to the chat room, pen and pad in hand. You wanna beat it early and beat the caravan. People storming the gate to get a plate. Them lines packed like the Happy Land. Either open up with the latest cuts or them rap tools. They're bumped by the latest trucks. From 9 to 11, we do it in the dark. Like we used to do it in the park for the most part. From the very second that the show starts, you witness and compose all. Think Mozart, huh? The love received so far has been so hard. There's a few dudes to run, but they medullas, they sharp, man, they so soft. Don't be thrown off any Zoloft. Avoid them at all costs, like raccoons or skunks. But back to the regular scheduled program. The program is sponsored by Seven Heaven. What else in hell can you get an open line to heaven at 11:11? Emerge at the other end of those meditation portals and elevated war tools, even some abort tools. Any questions, comments, or concerns, press 1. To everyone else, thanks for attending another session. I'm pleased to teach, but it's an honor to learn. Certainly, courtesy of KTL University.
Oh, please don't be frightened. I'm terribly sorry about this.
You are! They are!
Peace, peace, peace to you and yours. Peace to you and yours. This is Know the Ledge Radio, and you are now rocking with the best. Yes, indeed, this is your host, Brother Blue Pill. All right, soon to be joined by my co-host, Brother Red. I know the brother is traveling, okay, so I'm going to be giving him a minute to get himself situated and settled. In the meantime, in between time, peace to the family. Welcome back. I hope that this weekend was as monumental and rewarding for you as it was for me. Yes, indeed. And for anybody that has met any misfortune throughout our weekend, we do send our sympathies and our condolences as well. Nonetheless, we are gathered here tonight for another monumental episode of Know the Ledge Radio for the family who might just be checking in tonight and probably miss Friday's show. There's one certified archival classic banger awaiting your download. Okay, so last Friday we had the brother Loaded Lux from You Gonna Get This Work fame. Okay, internationally known battle rapper, probably the most profound, if not critically acclaimed battle rapper of this era, of this epoch, of the history of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? He will go down in history for doing something that has never been done. Okay? So that brother was on the program this past Friday evening, along with a plethora of lyricists, MCs. A bunch of the families have submitted their mixtape entries. We were playing some of the songs on the radio this Friday. A lot of consciousness, you know what I'm saying? Just a lot of all in all, you know, very well-rounded hip-hop artists, okay? So that mixtape is being put together. We will have something available for the family for free download, just so you can see what's out there in the community, you know what I'm saying? What kind of talent is amongst you, your own brethren, you know what I'm saying? You'll be able to definitely tap in and, you know, sample some of the intelligence that's out there. Okay? So that shall be available very, very soon for the family. All right? Okay, okay. And for the family that is gathering, I would say, while I'm at it, let me just give some brief information out about Know the Ledge, just in case you want to follow us or find us on other networks or other social media sites on Facebook. You can find us at Know the Ledge TV. On YouTube, you can find us at Know the Ledge TV. Okay, on the internet, we have a social networking site called KTLmedia.com that you can also follow and get updates on. We have KTLuniversity.com that we also feature specials on as well. Right, on Twitter, you can follow us at KTL Radio. On iTunes, you can download Know the Ledge Radio. You can look for us on Know the Ledge Radio on iTunes. Sign up to the podcast or subscribe to the podcast for that matter and get this episode, you know, sent to you after everyone is finished. Every episode is finished and finalized. Also, there's an app called Intune. You can also access Know the Ledge Radio via the Intune app. Okay? A lot more things are coming in the very near future that we are working on for mobile devices. All right? And we will keep you informed and abreast as to that as well. All right? I am currently, at this particular moment, broadcasting live and direct from Sankofa Cafe. Okay, this is Sankofa Tuesdays, a continuation from last Tuesday when we had our monumental show with Dr. Umar Johnson. All right, so we are back in the building, Sankofa Cafe. All right, located here in the beautiful borough of the Bronx. All right, exact location is 1789 Southern Boulevard, and that's directly off of Boston Road and 174th. Right downstairs from the train station, the 2 and the 5 train. This is a beautiful, beautiful cafe slash juice bar. that just has, you know, they did a soft opening over here. They're going to do the grand opening, the hard opening, the blast off on February 16th, okay, which is a Saturday. So mark that day on your calendars. You will be able to get yourself some Soul Gold Water, Seven Heaven Seymour's. All right, they got sorrel in the building. They have all sorts of pies, you know what I'm saying, delicacies. And, of course, they have, you know, Profound Juice Bar being held down by my brother Jah Conscious. You can get the smoothies, you can get the juices, you know what I'm saying. It's all here for the family. Next door they have a gift shop where they have a whole bunch of particulars that you can dress your house up with. Or, you know, get as a gift for somebody else, comedic chess boards and, you know what I'm saying, all of the, you know, the books that you might want to read or hear. All right? So, again, family, that's the Bronx, New York, 1789 Southern Boulevard. Check us out. Okay? Now, let me go and open the line for my co-host. Caller calling from the 347-347. 650. Peace.
Peace, peace. What's going on?
Peace, peace. What's good with you?
Ain't nothing. It's just a little late in transit, you know?
Doubt.
Peace to the family. Welcome to Know the Leg Radio. This is your co-host, the brother, Red Pill. Captain. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So,
shout out
to family at Suncofa, Jah Conscious.
Absolutely.
Everybody else in the building doing a good work. Salute to y'all.
Making them good shakes, right? Talk about it, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Making them real good shakes. You know what I'm saying?
Like nobody even wanna get up and go anywhere after they sample them shakes.
Yeah.
Brother, it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? On that juice bar, for real. Like,
uh-huh.
I really know.
I mean, all those drinks that are there. I seen something in there called a front end lifter.
They got the front end lifter in the case. They got the agony for the body in the case. You know what I'm saying?
All that.
Agony for the body. So it's going down. If you want to get fortified, you know what I'm saying? If you're on your way to and fro, put in that work. Definitely want to stop by, you know, Suncofa Cafe.
Definitely pro work friendly in there.
Yeah, it's pro work friendly. You know what I'm saying? You definitely want to, you know what I'm saying, get your fair dosage. You know what I mean? So they got it for you. That's that. It's in the building. All
right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. But like I was saying, you know, to the family that has enjoyed a phenomenal weekend, we salute you. For anybody that has met any misfortune, we send our condolences, you know what I'm saying? But nonetheless, welcome back to Know the Leg Radio. You are here for a phenomenal experience. It's going down tonight. We have a wonderful show for you, for the family, for the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We are going to present to you another monumental episode, you know what I'm saying, another monumental effort put forth by the tag team duo of Brother Minister Inky and Dr. Ali Muhammad. Now, I've said it many times that, you know, these blog talk titles, man, I don't know how to flip them.
Squeeze them in.
Yeah, so I was only able to get the brother's name into the title and not Dr. Ali Muhammad, but nonetheless, the brother will be in the building tonight, as we have explained in the description. Okay, and they will be joining forces to expose racism in the medical establishment, not only pointing fingers and pointing some things out, but also offering
solutions
and alternatives. All right? The world can continue on their quest to heal themselves, to heal ourselves.
Yes, sir.
You dig?
Yeah, shout out to both of those brothers, you know, for the honorable endeavors that they are partaking in, you know what I'm saying? It's always good to see our brothers working together.
Yeah, 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 you know. And, you know, I hope that serves as a testament, you know, hands down, period, just to whoever bears witness, the power of, you know, those working together. Period. You know what I mean? It's a powerful thing. It always amplifies what's being done. You know what I'm saying? It always gives extra layer to it. You know what I'm saying? It always makes it that much more exciting when you see people together working. You dig?
Yeah, how about that Friday show, man? You get any feedback on that?
Oh, yes, indeed. You know.
I'm going to listen to that feedback. Musical all weekend. I know that much.
Talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Cause
oh, man.
Earl ain't get an opportunity to hear.
Yeah.
They ain't get to hear everybody paint.
Yeah, if everybody sent in new music and contributed to the episode with your fresh paint, I just want to say salute and honors to you, you know, and that good work that, you know, you were putting in. All of these artists that are out there that are definitely answering the call, raising the bar at the same time, and perfecting their craft, you know. We know about you. We're paying attention, and you know, it's a wonderful effort. And if we continue in these, you know, putting in that work, only good things are going to come out of that. You know what I'm saying? So I am very much, it's the beginning of the calendar year. You know, I see some big things in the future that is definitely going to take place as a result of, you know, the attempts to penetrate the industry. You know what I mean? So, yeah, just keep banging. Keep putting out that good music. And that mixtape is definitely being crafted as we speak. We're going to make this one sonically, very, very sonically enlightening to the ears. Shout out to Lola Lux, too. Shout out to Brother Sutek. Sarnetta. Everybody else that helped us out with that episode, you know?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Shout out to
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My phone cuts. Give me like a few minutes because I'm just getting in. I got to hook it up to the charger.
Yeah. But like you were saying, you know, and I was reiterating, you know, somebody gonna break through.
Hmm?
I said, somebody gonna break through. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, somebody shouldn't have break through.
Like, too much talent. You know what I mean?
I don't know. If I don't know nothing, I know that.
They out there. They out here. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, they banging, so they gonna break through.
Yeah. Just don't get that desperate, y'all. Start trying to hit the boss up because he don't have nothing to do with you not getting in the industry. Like, I hope none of y'all niggas try to take Rick Ross out the game just the other day.
Huh?
That wasn't needed.
You know.
Just be patient. Just be patient, family. It's all good.
I ain't even going to touch
that. Results to violence.
That was unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? It's a bad look for hip hop. It's a bad look for, you know what I'm saying, us in general. But so I don't know what type of situations that brother got, so I can't even speak on it. You know, he about that life. So, you know, those are the things that come with that life.
outside of that. Red.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Well, the most interesting, that whole situation with Rick Ross, that a lot of people realize was the brother had a mobite on his team. Dig? Hello?
Oh, he got a mobite on the team, right?
He got a mobite rolling with him. The sister that was involved in the incident has a Moorish attribute. She's an L, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day. You know that?
I mean, like,
one of my guilty pleasures sometimes is catching up to those reality shows. But they've fallen off, you know, ever since the glory days of the first Love & Hip Hop. But I would pay money to see a reality show with the Mobite and Rick Ross behind the scenes. Like, that's some interesting shit. She getting up in the morning like, Islam? He's like, huh? Islam.
All right? You ready? And I repeat.
Five on the right, brother. Five on the right. Trying to do my sweat. But yeah, that's what's up. You know.
Yeah. Again, family, the time is ticking. All right? That Super Bowl is around the corner. Did you not? I got this. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? I will not be doing no shows, breaking it down, and laying it out for the family that's go around. Trust that. So if you want to put some bread together, you know what I'm saying, so we could collectively go in there with a heavy wager, all right, because the heavier the wager, the heavier the reward. Holler at me, inbox me, shoot me some sort of links. Let me know that you're serious. Do not be hitting me during the game or right before the game wanting to know what's good with the Super Bowl prediction, all right? And I do not need everybody hitting me after the show trying to point out all of the 44s and shit like that, please. You know what I'm saying? Thanks, but no thanks. If you're trying to make some of this bread, this serious, serious trap dealing with the Super Bowl, inbox me, holler at me, you know what I'm saying, so we could do something substantial, something legendary. All right, walk away with a good piece. All right? And that's how you deal with that thing. I'm not a sports fan. I could care less about gladiator sports or what have you. You know what I mean? So I don't have any allegiance to any town or none of that stuff. What color uniform they wear and shit like that, I could care less. That's not what I'm in it for. I just recognize that there is a numerical indicator that has determined the past two or three Super Bowls. And since I have my pulse on that particular number, it has spoken to me and it has confirmed my suspicions. I already knew in my heart who I was going with. I asked for some signs, and it just started laying them out. That's the communication that I have with the universe. If you don't believe that, you know what I'm saying, that's too big of a pill for you to swallow. Take it up with you and your creator. You know what I'm saying? I know what I experience on a daily. So I'm willing to share that to the family, because I understand that this is what people do. You know what I'm saying? People don't just watch the Super Bowl, you know what I mean, to be routing and shit for who's going to win. This is an opportunity that people actually wait for yearly, annually, to make some serious bread. So why take the chance? You know what I'm saying? Why take the chance? We told you last year who was going to win. We told you what they was going to win by. That took place. I told you the year before who was going to win. That took place. So I'm telling you this year, I know who's going to win. Holler at me. All right? Don't take that chance of betting without, you know what I'm saying, no sort of security. You just going with your feelings and shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. Holler at the kid. You heard? Well, let me open up Red's line real quick. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I definitely got to
with you for that.
Obama get his 44 jersey. He's warming up, B. You know what I'm saying?
They talk. They communicate.
This ain't a lame duck session. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. This shit is fully, it's on and popping. So.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So,
you want to do the honors? Are we reading the description and getting right into the show? Do you have any more announcements that you have to make? Anything that you want to touch on? It's been a long time since we had one of the Red Pill sermons.
Yeah, that's coming. Maybe in February. Maybe in tax season. I'll feel up to it, but right now I'm chilling. Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that the show tonight was sponsored by Kings County.
Oh, yeah?
Cartel.com, yes, sir. And Ocean14Corp.com. And also KTLUniversity.com for the family that's out there. Please be on the lookout for the KTL merchandise. It's definitely... You know, it's actually headed down down that tree of life right now. It's going through. It's almost a malcoup. So it's on its way. So just, you know, stick around. When you see the merchandise, please, for the family that's out there that supports us, please, you know what I mean, either be some limited edition pieces. So definitely, you know, make it happen. You know what I'm saying? And thank you in advance. But that's about it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. A good old Ocean14Corp.com. All right. Definitely in the building. We do have some phenomenal products awaiting the family over there. Shout out to everyone who has been responding to the call and getting their orders, you know, ordering their orders and getting their orders and responding and loving their orders and spreading the word. So we definitely want to say thank you. Like I said, for the New York City family that wants to get their hands on some of that Seven Heaven Soul Gold Water, you could definitely come up to the Bronx, okay? Suncofa Cafe, 1789 Southern Boulevard. It is in the building awaiting you. All right? Indeed. So let me read the description for tonight so we can get directly into the episode. We have waited long enough. It's 2013. Minister Inky has not been on the program yet, so we have to inaugurate it. You feel me? We got the glass with the cloth covering it. We about to mazel tov this thing right here. Okay? Bringing this thing in proper. So, join Know the Ledge Radio as we present Minister Inky and Dr. Ali Muhammad. They will join forces to expose the racism in the medical establishment. Tonight's discourse will serve as a repository of critical information for you and your loved ones. Listen as these two scientists uncover the keys to spiritual, mental and physical regeneration, as well as prevention. So with no further ado, family, we present to you caller from 404, number ending in 44. Peace.
Peace, peace, peace to the gods. Glad to be back in the place. You know I gotta ask you though, Blue. What's gonna happen, man? Because you know a lot of people feel like I just gotta keep it 100, man. A lot of people feel like because San Francisco represents a specific type of energy that they wanna, you know, that they're trying to push very heavy. That might be the way that this thing is gonna turn out.
Like I said, I'm not operating off feeling had a particular feeling, but that's not good enough for me because my last prediction.
Can't say, you can't cash feeling. You can't take that to the bank. I got you.
I had empirical proof that started with a feeling, though. Nonetheless, I don't want to take away anybody's inclination to go with a feeling, but I have empirical proof like I did the last few times. So I'm moving on that energy because this is people's bread and their lives. So telling people, you know what I'm saying, be a better, not a sweater. Holler at me, okay? We could do this off air. No?
That's the best way. Actually, you know what? In 2013,
we can utilize this for improvement.
Right. No. That's what I'm saying. In 2013, two of the main themes that I'm trying to push is A, unification, but also B, closed door information. You know what I mean? Everything is not for everybody. And
all that throwing out free gems, man, that really devalues your stock. You know what I'm saying? People want things that are valued in secret. Okay, there's some mystique that comes with that. So, you know, this is not dime store information. This is something that, you know, people should actually want to appreciate and put some bread up for because it could change your life.
Yeah.
But with that being said, you know, there is a certain amount of information and a certain pedigree of information that you can obtain for free here on Over the Ledge every week. You know, you can go in the archive. There's 23 days worth of archive material. You can sit in your pad for 23 days straight, and you could be listening to Know the Ledge. That's how much information is in the archive. So anybody that says that we don't do anything out of the kindness of our heart for free, you know what I'm saying? That's just...
that's deep.
That's ludicrous. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to get some life-changing, life-altering information tonight as well because this brother does his research and he comes forth with information to be like, whoa, like you really get your cape start flapping in the wind. You like, hold on. Wow, B, like, you feel me? Like, you on a
I really appreciate
team.
That.
I can make this leap.
I really appreciate that, man. I just try to uncover some things that are, if I'm uncovering, that means they're hidden. A lot of times in plain sight, but also things that are very crucial to our progress. And I think that health is paramount. A lot of the things that we complain about on a day-to-day basis, especially listening to the elders, you know, we're doing. You know what I mean? KTL has been a platform that and Nikki Love and all of the other platforms, those have been platforms that have facilitated a lot of the conscious shift that we were all waiting for. And I'm not going to lie. You know, I was laughing at people on in December. You know what I mean? Because people was getting crazy. You know, people were saying that. They felt themselves on the etheric realm, and they were, you know, it just was a lot of stuff was going on. But, you know, the conscious shift really was, it didn't happen on a day. It didn't happen December 21st or December 22nd. You know, we've all been a part of the conscious shift, and, you know, especially these platforms. So I definitely appreciate that, and I appreciate y'all always giving me a slot, even if y'all, you know, bust my balls a little bit.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you and Red.
But the only thing, if that's what you could categorize is, you feel me, is what you feel or what have you, you know that we push you towards excellence, brother, because...
And I need that, and I appreciate that.
I see the best thing. And I know, you know, I happen to know where the pitfalls is at in this thing, so...
That's right, and I appreciate the guidance because, you know, I try to stay in student mode. And I just want to make sure I big y'all up, you know, first things first, because without these platforms, the information doesn't reach the people. So it's one thing to have the information. It's another thing to be able to get it out to the people. And, you know, that's what we got to do, each one teach one, and, you know, we all reach one. So linking up with Ali, that wasn't even my brainchild. You know, yeah, I got out to Philly, and the brother Prince out there, you know, he's real heavy as far as the vegan movement, and you know, he said that. Well, let me start with Tyson, actually. Black and Nobel, big up Black and Nobel.
The Black and Nobel.
I got a big up Black and Nobel early. Me and Tahuti, you know, and big up Tahuti, that's my man. We were supposed to do a debate, but, you know, Tahuti was like, look, we got bigger fish to fry, you know what I mean? So let's not, you know, he said he didn't want to do the debate. So it's like, all right, you know, I mean, I got to respect that if we, you know, because we do have bigger fish to fry. We got to, you know, stop, you know, going at each other and really go at these Europeans, which was one of my main focuses in the last book, The Quantum Mind State, which is part two to The Money Mind State, was really aiming at the scientific community, the medical community, and, you know, because the entire source of this power structure is science, and sometimes we miss that. It's the science and technology that allows the power structure that's in place to exist and continue to thrive. And so, you know, with us being the unconscious source of that, you know, it's a lot of lies and confusion that facilitate the perpetuation of the system into the future. You know, the moment that we wake up, they'll cease to exist. So, you know, the body, you know, the black body is the center of that. In fact, one of the main things that I wanted to ring the bell on was all of these Nobel Prize winners for the last 100 years or so, they have only been, in as far as science is concerned in the medical community, fallen in two categories. Either they're studying black body radiation or some variation of the theories that have come about from that, or they've been studying yeast and fungus. And that's not a part of our genome, but it is a part of the European genome. So that's why it's very important for us to understand the separation of, not necessarily the separation, but just that we have different genomes and phenotypes, and you know, we have to address things that way, and we have to really understand, because you know, the brother Polite, big up the brother Polite. And everything that he's doing, he rang the bell on, you know, conflicting genes, so to speak, and that, you know, the European has been raping our sisters and our mothers and our aunts for X amount of years, and we're filled with these genes. And so I wanted to make it my business scientifically and biologically to not only prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt, but to locate all these foreign genes in our body, because once we locate these things in our body, then we can eliminate them. You know, so that was the direction I was going with the quantum mind state. And so, you know, Tyson was like, look, I don't really want you to do a debate with Tahuti anyway. What I want you to do is get together with Tahuti or maybe one of the other brothers and show some unity and do a lecture together in tandem. So Prince suggested that I get with Ali Muhammad, since we both kind of banging the health and not only banging the health information, but actively in the community reversing some illnesses and, you know, really, really making a change in people's lives. You know, it feels good being where I'm from, that I have a bunch of medical professionals and doctors and things like that are part of the establishment that have researched my information and found it not only credible, but credible enough to start to implement some of the things that I'm saying in their practices. So that's cool, but it's much more powerful and rewarding for me when I can get somebody to be like, look, I just came back from the doctor. You know, my PSA level, you know, just dropped like 10 points, or it's down to a 1, or it's almost gone, or, you know, I'm off the insulin, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And, you know, so that's what fuels me in that direction. But the main thing is to make it duplicable so nobody needs me anymore. You know, I don't want you to need me or my products. I want everyone to be able to do these things on their own and yada, yada, yada. So, without getting off course, though, so Tyson wanted us to do something. Prince put it together, and then, you know, so here we are. But so we met up, we threw a video up, and, you know, I don't think either one of us really knew how big it was going to turn out, to be honest, because immediately when we put the first video up, and that was just us bumping into each other in the supermarket, just to keep it 100, you know what I mean? And that was like 10 o'clock at night. Who's in the produce section at 10 o'clock at night in the supermarket? Immediately, we got calls from other cities all around the states asking us to do the same lecture. We hadn't even done the lecture yet. The lecture was set for the 10th in Philadelphia, Black and Nobel. Immediately, we got calls from at least 5 or 6 other states to bring it out there. And, you know, so we knew that there was a real need for this information, but with that being said, the goal was to even take it much further and actually put together a reservoir of our own information where we have a library, so to speak, a repository, so to speak, so that people can start to go back with their questions and be able to reference this research and be able to build institutions around them. You know, so far I've been very successful, me and the brother Dr. Gabriel, with the Holistic University. We have a brother, I mean, we have a couple of people that's like straight goony with it, you know what I mean? But we got one brother he's going crazy. He's tearing up the information, and he's from Dallas, Texas. His name is Shante. He's like a absolute beast with it. So, you know, we actually, me and Dr. Gabriel actually in talks on how, like, what kind of, we didn't think this far ahead, like what kind of honor, like we need like an honor roll or an advanced study, because you know, some of the students are already certified in various areas of you know, holistic health care, and some of them are coming from the professional establishment, so they already have some degree of you know, knowledge of A&P or anatomy and physiology. So so that's working well. I know Dr. Ali, and let me just tell the people, Ali should be calling in shortly. I spoke to the brother earlier. He does have some late clients, and you know, that unfortunately that takes precedence. So right now he's helping the brother out with a serious situation. So he should be calling in shortly. But I know he has the Health Masters course, and he's also teaching people to be able to duplicate what we're doing. So that's already in the works. Anybody that's interested, you can obviously get involved with those two institutions. But we want to take it much deeper, and we want to make it open, you know, the information available for the public. We want to go into every area of the body, and we want to explain in detail not only what's going on in every area of the body, how the body functions, how, you know, minerals. You just get all the way down to the nuts and bolts of the chemistry and the biology of the black body, okay? And learn how to get rid of these foreign genes. Now, when I say these foreign genes, I'm sure that people have heard me say that 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 too many times without me saying exactly what I'm talking about. So we might as well just, I guess we could just pick a spot. And one of the most crucial areas of study for us has to be hematology. A lot of us know that life is in the blood. A lot of us know that we are electric beings. We're on electric diets. We had the great Dr. Sabi, big up Dr. Sabi, Usha Village, big up Usha Village, and all of the satellites around the country that sell his products and, support Dr. Sabi. He laid that foundation with the body being electric and needing the electric diet and electric nutrients and so on and so forth. However, that's a foundation. So we have to go further into hematology because we know that's where the electricity that animates the body is at. So any illness is going to target the blood. Now, this area, along with probably, all of the information surrounding your skeleton and the relation of the two, the skeleton and the blood to the skeleton, is one of the major areas of racism that we're dealing with in the body. Okay, I got a sister hitting me up right now. For the family, my number in Philadelphia is 267-888-0022. But this is one of the major areas of racism when it comes to anatomy and physiology. And before I go further in depth, let me say this. A lot of times what's happening now is we're not being brainwashed or led astray with lies. That's not exactly how it's working. What we're doing is we're being led astray and brainwashed with the truth. So I know when I say that, that might sound a little bit crazy, but how it works is they distort the context. They either distort the context or they leave out something very crucial to the underlying understanding of whatever we're discussing. So what do I mean by that? Let me give you an example. They're saying your body, you need fat. You know, fat is stored energy. You need some small degree of fat because that's stored energy. Or you need, fat will convert through glycolysis to facilitate, if you don't have food at the time or that, yada, yada. That's only a 10% truth. That's very distorted context. But if you look up the information, then what you're going to find out is, oh, yeah, we do need fat. However, what they won't tell you is that there's two different types of fat in the body. There's two different types of fat. So you have red to brown fat in the body. And this is a recurring theme. So you're gonna see this happening over and over. So you have red to brown fat, or adipose tissue, which is what it's called, it's called, or for short, BAT. And then you have white to beige adipose tissue. So you do need the red to brown fat tissue in the body because it serves a couple of different functions. That's what keeps babies, warm. That's how you produce energy in the mitochondria, all of those things that all of the positive aspects that we might have heard about fat in the body, yada, yada, yada. However, white fat, fat tissue serves only two purposes. One purpose is to stop your lymphatic system from removing damaged cells from circulation. Now, I'm going to say that again because that's very important. One purpose that white fat tissue serves is to stop the lymphatic system from removing damaged cells from circulation. Okay? Damaged cells are what become tumors. Damaged cells provide a place or provide the foundation for damaged DNA, which you can pass on to your children, and that will become, that's where we develop what they call, inheritable diseases. So your lymphatic system, through electrochemical signaling, is responsible for pulling those cells out of the body and making sure that they don't grow into tumors. So anybody knows anybody that's dealing with tumors, no matter where they are, whether it's in the uterus, it's in the lungs, the chest, the stomach, the back, the brain, they could not exist in your body without this fat, okay? They could not exist in the body without this fat. The other purpose this white fat tissue serves is to feed cancer cells, okay? It's to feed cancer cells. So, you know, a lot of people take losing weight they take it lightly. They take the stomach lightly, and, you know, I would even go as far to say is a lot of us, especially in the black community, are brainwashed to think that, you know, putting on weight means something positive, you know, because we've been conditioned. See, the things that we're not looking at, we're looking at, you know, we're waiting for them to put a microchip in our brain or do something with the fiat currency. Like our minds are inundated with foolishness. You know, meanwhile, the things that we should be paying attention to are just kind of going under our radar, and we're dying daily from them. So we got this concept that's been drilled into our brains for decades now that, you know, if you're putting on weight, that means you're eating good. You know, that doesn't mean you're eating good. What that means is that you're eating a lot. So we're walking around with this fat, and that fat, like I said, only serves two purposes, to create tumors or feed cancers. And this is all, you know, this is all information that's well known to the medical industry, and this is why we're challenging the medical industry to, come clean or basically stay out of our way, because we're getting ready to get busy. You know what I mean? This is we taking consciousness to a whole nother level, and in order to do that, we need healthy black bodies. Because there is no, I just got to let you know, there is no higher levels of consciousness for you if you're lugging around 10, 20, 30, 40, 80 pounds of fat. So I don't care how many books you think you read, how deep you think you're getting, there is no higher consciousness for you if you're lugging around a bunch of fat. That's just the grand opening and grand close on that, all right? If life is electric, your ability to transcend the mundane levels of living and attain higher levels of consciousness is going to be based on that electrical conductivity, okay? And it's just not going to happen for you if you're fat. Now, let me clear something up about being fat before people get the wrong impression. When I say fat, I'm talking about having a high body fat percentage. I'm not talking about how you look to the naked eye, because a person can be 6 feet tall, 250 pounds, and be at 9% body fat. Somebody else could be 6 feet tall, 250 pounds, and be at 40% body fat. Okay, so it's not about what size you are. A person can be skinny and still have a high percentage of body fat. In fact, you can walk around and look at people's face. Look at their skin. You can see these people are sick. you can see the discolorment, the blotchiness, the bumps, the thickness, the leathery look on their face. Look, just look at them. They look, these people is looking dirty. I mean, I just can't pussyfoot around with it no more. Like their face and their skin looks crazy, you know. And it's we gotta get it out in the open like that, you know. We gotta get it out in the open like that, you know. All these girls running around, you know, they putting this makeup on their face to cover up the fact that they look like zombies. You know, we gotta get it out in the open like that, and we're not gonna be able to stop it. You know what I mean? We're not going to be able to stop it. And a dead people, physically, you know, there is no ascension. There's no redemption. A dead body is a dead mind. You know, your brain runs on electricity. You know, your brain runs on electricity. So if your body is congested with fat, before we even get to the mucus, because your body won't have any, your body won't have anything to feed all the little parasites that produce the mucus if you don't have the fat there, you know. But we gotta, you know. But there's a lot of things to this health thing, you know. There's a lot of information concerning this health thing, because the institute we gotta understand. This is why I have to point out who we're dealing with when we're dealing with the European, because we have to know where we live at. If we don't know where we live at, none of this stuff will make sense. If we don't understand, like, for instance, Sinetta asked me a very interesting question yesterday during an interview, and big up Sinetta, House of Consciousness, and everything that he's doing. He asked me a very interesting question yesterday about for the documentary set. Brother Sutek, actually, excuse me, Sinetta's behind the camera. Brother Sutek asked all the questions. So big up Brother Sutek. He said, do you think the entire story of slavery has been told? So my answer was no, you know, and I proceeded to go into a few different things. But one of the things that I want to mention here is that the cannibalism wasn't discussed. You know, that's not discussed. You know, we have to know who we're dealing with. You know, I mean, we just really have to know that we live in a society built by cannibals to really understand where we at. You know what I mean? We're in a society built and structured by cannibals, and one of the main themes of the Europeans when constructing the society that we live in was to not only make cannibalism commonplace. Well, that was it, to make cannibalism commonplace. And in order to do that, they had to convert everyone to cannibals. They have to convert everyone to cannibals. They have to make everyone think that eating other animals is okay. And it's a slow progression, you know? It's a very slow progression to the point where now, you know, they're offering women, and at the lecture, Dr. Ali Muhammad is going to go much deeper into this specific subject for the ladies, because it's very important, but also for the gentlemen that support their women through pregnancy. You know, a lot of cats have children that haven't been in the delivery room, you know what I mean? And you know, that's a little crazy. But, you know, the women have no choice but to be in a delivery room. So, you know, go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Should I be looking out for a 215 number?
Yes. Yes, you should be.
First three numbers are what?
Six, eight, eight.
Okay. Well, the brother's in the building, so let me know when you want me to bring him in.
Right now, ASAP. Let's do that.
So without further ado,
just get ready to get crazy.
Family, we present to you caller from the 215-688. Peace.
Peace. What's going on? Twin Towers in the building.
Listen, you just in time, Lord, because I was just explaining to them how you was getting ready to go deeper into the subject of how they are now offering our sisters upon delivery of a baby to capsulize and eat their own placentas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's crazy. That's
so now,
crazy.
Yeah, so now they're offering you to not only move up, because now they done got you where you think eating animals is okay. You think eating animals is commonplace, and that you even think that your ancestors ate animals. So now you can eat yourself. So now they're offering you these capsulizers.
Yo. Yo, the white boy's bananas, yo. He's bananas. Yo, and just for the record, all of my children, I got their placentas and I did rituals with them. My last child, that we had, we didn't do it because Sasia was doing her midwifery studies in El Paso, Texas. So after the child was born, they had the placenta and they capsulized it for her and gave it to her to eat. So she brought it to me. I'm like, eat the placenta? I'm like, come on, man. But this is standard practice for the new age home birthers who are trying to be more conscious and, do the natural births, the water births. The white women who took over the midwifery system have, as Brother Anki, Minister Inki is saying, they have come up with this cannibalistic trick. And they're doing it everywhere, so you could trace it. But, yeah, so some sisters are eating their babies right now. So, we got to go into the psychosomatic ramifications of you eating your child. First of all, what's happening biologically after you ingest human flesh? Like, what is the body doing? What's going to happen? And then I got to say this. What allows for the suggestion to be made to you? You know what I mean? To entertain that, because we're just dealing with the mind now, all right, and what's open. So with our sisters, I know they like to try to beat up on me sometimes when I say these things, but they are unprepared right now. They have sincere hearts. But they are unprepared to deal with the malefic nature of the white woman and the white man. They have no conceivable idea about who they're dealing with. Most of the sisters don't until they're well-trained into these biosciences and the psychological connections to these things. Because when you get down to understanding who you are genetically and you understand why there's a fear of a black planet genetically, when you really get down and understand it, then you understand the assault, what it's all about, from the cosmic side to the spiritual side to the bio side to all the other areas. But yeah, they're trying to feed the babies, get you to have a natural birth and then naturally eat your baby, if there's such a thing.
Yo, it's crazy. I'm like, and you got people running around saying, they vegetarians, they vegans. I'm looking at them. I'm like, yo, you sure you vegan? Like, do you know that this in the food that you're dealing with, you got companies like Cinemix that are selling major food distribution companies such as Pepsi and yada yada and all these different companies. They're selling them aborted baby cells, aborted fetus, aborted black babies, because we know that black babies are being aborted 5 times, even 8 times the rate of all of the other races and nationalities that exist here in America. And so with us only making up 13-14%, that's crazy right there. We're not even going to get into Planned Parenthood. But they're putting the baby cells in things that a lot of people that think they're vegetarian and vegan eat. I know everybody's loaded up on those naked drinks, and those naked drinks was definitely on deck to have a little flavoring at it.
Right.
Right. So this thing is a lot bigger than you think, and you have to ask yourself, what part of your anatomy, what part of your physiology would would allow this to increase the profit margins of companies, because they don't invest in anything that doesn't increase their profit margin. So what would allow these companies, what part of your anatomy would allow these companies to add aborted babies' cells as flavoring, and that would improve or increase their cells? What would that? How does that work? What part of your physiology is cannibalistic? What part of your body, okay, because the list, when I went through the website of all of these companies that are putting this stuff in the food, is crazy. So I already know you had some. So it's not about whether you had some or not. It's about, you know, I already know you had some. So if the question is what part of your body, what part of your anatomy, and I'm not speaking to John Q. Public. I'm talking to y'all to think you deep already. You know, you already, I'm vegetarian for 22 years. I'm vegetarian for 15 years. I want to know what part of your anatomy would allow for this thing to make these foods that they're adding this stuff into seem tastier, okay? And is there some correlation between that part of your anatomy and the part of John Q. Public's anatomy when I talk to them about the dangers of eating meat and how it suppresses their entire body's immune system and their spirituality? And they tell me, yeah, I would love to get off the meat, but if I don't have any meat on my plate, I just don't feel full. Like, I can eat all the vegetables and everything that I want, but it's like I just can't get full. So what part of your body is still continuing to crave flesh and blood? Because, I mean, we got to put it that way. You got to stop disguising it and thinking that, oh, yeah, well, I need a little chicken, I need a little this, I need a little that. Chicken is flesh and blood. Steak is flesh and blood. Fish is flesh and blood. So if you're craving that, then you're craving flesh and blood. So you need to say, I want to eat some flesh and blood today. I would like a flesh and blood sandwich with some mayonnaise and some lettuce. Like, I would like some flesh and blood. In fact, I'm going to the supermarket right now to pick up some flesh and blood. You know, we got to see what part of your anatomy is that. And why is it that this hasn't been uncovered? You know, why isn't it that this hasn't been uncovered yet?
Indeed. It's crazy, man. I know one thing, on the side of the education of the sisters, especially going back to the birth process, I mean, you kind of explained it, but we really need our sisters to understand that they can change the markets with decision-making and better intelligence. Because we're naming these companies, and if these companies have a commercial investment in keeping our women at a certain mentality, then they're not just investing in cord blood and placentas and making sure they're getting those things for cosmetics or for stem cell research and organ regeneration or even for artificial intelligence. They have, if we can be a so-called slave master for a moment, if you want your program to run from top to bottom, then you have to make sure that these women are ignorant enough from wherever they're coming from, their mothers and their fathers, and you have to invest in those areas too, or else you can begin to lose your profit stream. So I'm saying that to say, you know, a lot of times when we get on the radio or YouTube or live streams or whatever, you have a group that comes in and begins to listen, and then they say, well, it sounds like a little bit of a conspiracy theory in the way that people understand that. But if they could just be an investor for one moment who's making money from a company like Celgene, who's doing stem cell research, and they have to make sure that they get placentas, they have to make sure that they get all of these other things, then the secret meetings have to happen in order to keep the program going and to watch out for Inky or Ali or whoever that will begin to pump the education. So when we look at counterintelligence, you know, now, today, in 2013, and since we've really been here, in the sense of the state that we've been in, we can remove the thought of conspiracy theories, because this is about investment, and you have to protect the investment. So I'm saying this to sisters: if we're going to have enlightenment and knowledge come along, understand the ramifications of that knowledge. And the understanding of that shows you, I'm not saying understand it for consequence, I'm saying understanding for consequence in the sense of your power.
You see what I'm saying? If you could shut down Celgene by having black women decide they're going to not give over their placentas, then you can change markets by changing decision, and it shows where the wealth really is. So, you know, we really got to bring that home as we bring in the data in both of these presentations on the 9th and the 10th so that people can see it, you know, understand who these people are, and, you know.
Yeah, I think that economic piece is incredible right there because, you know, a lot of times we talking about money as a people and this, that, and the other. You know, if we just stop spending, you know, say if we stop going to the beauty supply place, you know, we just stop going to beauty supply places and we just stop putting on them damn stupid ass looking hats. You know, that's what I call it. It looks like a hat. You know, it looks like a bag. I don't know if anybody remembers my bag head picture, but you ladies, you look crazy, all right? And no men, I'm not talking about conscious brothers. I'm talking about regular brothers off the street. Nobody likes the weave look. None of us. We don't like the wig. We know it's a wig. You're not faking us. You're not fooling us. We see it from a mile away. Sometimes it's crooked. It's leaning. You got sweat coming off your forehead. It looks crazy, okay? Stop it. We're men, though, and we are looking for, you know, we'll take what we can get, and if everybody's wearing the wig, then we just got to choose from amongst you and deal with the wigs. But none of us like it. We don't think it's attractive. Stop it. And what's crazy is that a lot of sisters actually have nice hair under the wig, but they somehow manage to still go in there. Stop that. You got to stop putting all them damn crazy lotions on your skin, all that. You got to stay out of that beauty supply place because I guarantee you the Koreans that 9 out of 10 times run that place, they don't use none of those products. They're not wearing that shit on their head. They don't use the products. You are just a fool all by yourself, and you're an international fool, and they're laughing at you everywhere, and you're not getting angry with nobody but the black man. You have to stop that. The Koreans are taking you to the bank with the beauty supply place. So if our sisters stop going to the beauty supply place, that would generate $200 million easy in this country in 6 months. The studies have already been done. The studies have already been done. $200 million in 6 months. Stay out of the beauty supply place. Grand opening, grand closed. That's just instant money. That's just instant lotto. Instant lotto. All you got to do is stop going in there. Okay, you can't purchase beauty. You can't purchase it. And that's like the biggest Jedi mind trick that's ever been pulled to make you think you
can. Yo, we got a supply of beauty over here, 125th Street. It's a supply of beauty. Come get some.
I'm going to share with you this. This summer at the, it was a major hair show out in Atlanta. Wasn't the Bronner's brother. This was a natural hair show. So there was a majority of sisters that were coming to this particular show that were thinking about going natural. They just were checking the market in terms of, you know, what was going on, what products they can use and what have you. And they was listening to the seminars. What I was able to do, because I was there with CMOS, so I had set up, I was with Tosili, shout out to Tosili. And the conversation that I was having with the women was I was explaining that, you know, good hair is dealing with something that's internal, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them hang-ups because of what they have done to their hair through, you know, the recessive amounts of them frying their hair, what have you, for the perms. And I was telling them, look, all the thing you have to do is focus on mineralizing your temple because good hair starts from within. It's not what you put in on top of your hair, you know, the topical applications and the wigs and what have that. Like, you all have beautiful hair. You all have the ability to regenerate whatever damage that you have done to yourselves if you only focus on remineralizing your body. And they all understood that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's really about the conversation. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
It's really about reaching them where they're at and having a conversation with them that makes sense and giving them the courage to take that step forward. You know?
Right.
And I want to say that I saw, personally, with my own eyes, a tremendous amount of them cutting the perm off and going natural. And that is something that is one of the biggest booms in the beauty industry right now is the quote-unquote natural movement.
All right.
So
we do need to acknowledge and commend the fact that there is some sort of progression. Sisters going back to their natural hair.
Indeed.
It's definitely, definitely.
It's a big one. And I mean, as you look at it, like the God is saying, it's the pedagogy, it's the methodology, it's the approach. You know, all of us. I mean, we're on the phone. It's all men on the phone. And you know, if we're dealing with our wives or our mates or whatever, they look for security. They look for mental security, depending on their cosmos, their chart. You can find out where to look for, you know, the best position that they focus on their security. But women look for security. And when they feel secure, you know, then they operate from their throne. You know, the symbol for the woman is a throne, so that's security. You know what I mean? So yeah, we definitely got to do that. And one of the ways that we do that is clear explanations. If women could understand their power financially in how they are contributing to this particular thing, this matrix that we live in, and that by their own self-invocative will, they could transform it, that's a hell of a realization. You see what I'm saying? On many different levels. Not just
right.
The internal, but the external impact that my personal decision can make on the world shows, you know, it shows the real goddess power that we're talking about. So yeah, we gotta constantly remind that.
That's right.
Bring that reminder.
And we gotta be vigilant on education. We have to be very vigilant on education, and I don't want people to think, well, Ali Muhammad and Minister Inky, they sell books, so that's why they're really pushing that education thing. That's why they really want you to learn biology so you can learn it from them. No, we want you to understand this because there are people that are always trying to stay a step ahead of you. So the moment that, like it's doing right now, Blue Pill is very, very correct, but the natural hairstyles are coming back in style. A lot of sisters are switching back to natural hairstyles. So what's happening in corporate America? They're putting together quote unquote natural hair products for you, which are chemical laced. I'm walking through the and now they got them in supermarkets now. So they got the aisle of beauty supply now because beauty supply is so big now. You can go to Kroger's or Walmart's and there's a beauty supply aisle right there. And you just got to turn that sucker around and look at how many different methanes and all of these things that do nothing but destroy not only the hair follicles, but the carbon in the hair, but the roots of the hair. I mean, so they're a step ahead. And if you don't know how to simply turn the ingredients around and read what's in there and understand what that stuff is getting ready to do to your head, all of those different types of alcohols and sulfurs and methanes, like, it's crazy. So even with going natural, you know, we gotta
keep the tempo up.
Can you do a brief service to the family that's listening tonight? Can you give them an example of a few of these ingredients? Because even with you saying that, if they don't got their smartphone on them to look up these particular ingredients, or they don't have any foreknowledge of what these things are, they're not making that connection, and they're not identifying to say, this is this chemical or that's that chemical. You know what I'm saying? So can you just give them somewhat of a brief explanation as to what some of these chemicals might be that they need to look out for? Because you're 100% right. The major, quote-unquote, you know, all of the major players in the beauty industry on both sides of the aisle, you know, are jumping in. You know, because they see an opportunity to make a dollar, and that's all they're about.
Yeah, I'm trying to grab some stuff right now. So I'm gonna give me a few minutes on that, and I'm gonna grab. So I got products. I'm gonna grab and actually read off the ingredient list, so we can see what's going on. But a very easy, safe way when you're going to select a product is to just ask yourself, can you eat the ingredient? If you would not eat the ingredient, then do not put it on your skin because that's exactly what you're doing. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely touch on a couple of these chemicals, the red number fours and, you know, the some of this stuff I can't even pronounce. It's so crazy. The butyl phenols and the we're gonna get into. I got a couple of those. I want to have products so I can read it to you off the product. You know, it's one thing for me to just blurt out some chemicals, but it's another thing for me to have it on a product and read it off. So I definitely need to do that.
And they also got to realize, too, that, you know, on February 9th in Wilmington, Delaware, and then at the Black Bank on the 10th, you know, we going, this is a radio show, it's a few hours, but they're going to get an opportunity to see the research in detail, either if they're present or they're live streaming, because, you know, it's almost like having a judge just go to a code and start spitting things. He got to open his books. He got to pull his research out. He got to have his, you know,
right.
So we're going to have those things there to help. But another thing is, and this is the most important thing that I think I can offer on any one of these levels, we are dealing with the process of thinking itself, which is at the root of health. So,
it's like
a million chemicals on the planet, and I damn sure don't know all of them. But we have a guiding principle that we're laying out for you to have the psychosomatic attitude of a god or a goddess, which means that when you're stepping in a grocery store, and obviously we're not going to know, you know, the ups and downs of every chemical product. But before we go in, we could do our homework and know exactly what we're going to go get. And even if we get something from out of there, before we interface with it, the attitude is self-awareness before I self-progress myself into, you know, a bad equation. And this can follow you. This is real health. This follows you throughout your life, the type of thinking that is necessary to avoid the traps in the hells of North America. And I'm saying that to say that the generic attitude that has been breeded in the so-called former slaves is this regurgitate response mentality, and that is not thinking, all right? Thinking is an intuitive process. It's a searching and a researching process. It is a discussion process where you have the environment around you, classes, family, et cetera, and when you generate a certain energy towards protection of yourself, then, you know, you allocate all the mental resources that are necessary. And that's going to be a big part of the lecture and the literature that Minister Inkey has and that I have. How do I set up a paradigm for myself so that if Inkey is not here, Ali is not here, Sadie is not here, Blue Pill is not here, how do I navigate safely? You see what I'm saying? So that is going to be a big part of it. And an example of this is if I do go into a store, we teach this to all of our level one naturopath doctors. There's something that you can do to every food that you purchase. And you can make this an at-home lab experiment. Every food that you purchase from a store, no matter what they're telling you about it, you can go to the dollar store and get the sealable glass containers, and you can put the food inside of it for 72 hours, seal it. What's supposed to happen if the food is natural, and you can witness this when you go outside, any food that is natural, you watch this in autumn, when the leaves or the fruits fall down to the earth, it's a natural composting process. It just oxidizes, releases the free energy, the electricity from it, and goes back into the earth. The leaves turn brown, black. Sometimes they stay green, but they crumble up and go back into the earth. That's the cycle. That's a natural composting cycle in nature. If something is a hybrid, genetically modified, et cetera, then what you will notice is fermentation takes place. Fermentation is the process by which spores, yeast, or fungus are taking complex starches and as they metabolize those starches, they produce alcohol. But one of the physical things that you will see is fermentation, molding. All right. So no natural plants mold. So you can test every food that you eat. You can try a little experiment, get you like 10 glass jars for $10, and then test the food that you eat. Put your steak or your fish in there for 72 hours. Right. Put your milk inside of there for 72 hours. Put your cheese inside of there for 72 hours. Put your conventional vegetables that you've eaten inside of there for 72 hours. And if you pop it open after 72 hours and it's just not degenerating and you got the sulfur smell and you got the mold on the food, then you're going to find out, you know what I mean, what is natural and what is not natural. And that's a testable phenomena that you can do to all of your food. And then you don't need a doctor in the sense of a botanist or, you know, anyone else to tell you. You can use the simple principles of science and then do those types of things. So we got to get our people to be able to think in those dimensions so we can
help.
That's
right. We got to mobilize them. We got to make sure they're thinking. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to go into everything because, you know, I got to be sensible about this because I got a full notebook here. I got another 40 pages worth of research. I can't really go into everything, but I will say this because this is quite possibly the most dangerous in that way. You know, because I don't like anybody. You know, I like to make sure that, you know, I don't want anybody to think, oh yeah, well yeah, no. So everybody can look up a chemical. It's probably the most dangerous, and I know it's in a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? But I wanted to put some products on blast, you know what I mean? But I'll do that at the lecture, I guess. Sodium lauryl sulfate, you know, that's in a lot of products, skin products, hair products, and then they've come up with a derivative called sodium lauryl sulfate. And what this chemical does is, it allows, first of all, when we look at chemistry, when we look at chemicals, some chemicals by themselves can be inactive, but when combined with other chemicals, they can become carcinogenic or toxic. And when we're looking at this chemical in specific, that's exactly what it does. Not only that, it absorbs deep into the tissues of the body. So you rub it on your skin, and it stores in the heart, liver, lungs, brain, kidneys, bladder. This is where it will build up. And what it does is any carcinogens that you're exposed to, it will increase the nitrate level of those carcinogens tenfold. Okay? And that is specifically the mechanisms in these carcinogens that create cancers and tumors and things of that nature. So that's one for you to look up right there. Sodium lauryl sulfate, SLS, sodium lauryl sulfate. There's a couple of other derivatives, but they're always going to start. You know, it's always going to be sodium something sulfate. So look for those sulfurs because that's what you're dealing with when you're dealing with sodium. That salt, sulfate is a sulfur, which is a powerful acid. So you know, we're going to go deeper, obviously, on the 9th to 10th. We're going to announce the New York date and quite possibly announce a Chicago date pretty soon as well. But, you know, this is the type of game that's being played on you. You know, every time you wake up to a new state of consciousness, because that's all conscious means is to be aware. So every time you consume specific information that increases your level of awareness, these companies, these corporations, these political bodies, and to just be more realistic with it, because those are all code names and covers, these families are a step ahead of you, and they just repackage, rename, relayer what they're doing, and, you know, they still got you. You know, so you're looking for the natural health product, the natural hair product, you know, you can get yourself some virgin coconut oil. I mean, it doesn't have to be that deep. You know?
Right. And just some basic things, you know what I mean? Learning how to, as best we can at the current time, hydrate the body. A lot of who have problems with the concept of the texture of their hair and the manageability is because of severe body drought, which I know we're going to go on that. And we say body drought, we're saying that
the absorption of water is not taking place at the level that is necessary for all of the other biological, chemical, mineral operations that are happening at lightning speed, trillions of times a second. You know, without that particular element or ancestor, you know, you can't carry out a lot of things. So, you know, we're gonna drop some real basic things on people to really help them out. I know people say, drink water. Yeah, I drink Fiji. We're gonna introduce some new concepts. Institutional concepts, which means that we're going to be bringing mechanisms so you don't have to search and to other people for food and these other things. We mentioned the farming program. I'm about to go settle on another piece of farming. The interesting thing that happened to me, I've been invoking this land thing through all of my rituals, and we have a farm that we're going to purchase in South Carolina. But I had a client come to me tonight. This is a brother I'm helping who has some issues with his heart and issues with his liver. And I know his children well. And I'm going over the project. And he said, you know, I got a farm right in Jersey. I got 7 acres. You want to buy something? We just made a deal tonight. You see what I'm saying? On getting something. On going to Jersey. So the co-op that we wanted to get here, we're going to have a closer operation. It's only about 40 minutes outside of Philly, so it's really like 25 minutes outside of New York. And the beautiful thing about that is when we get these farms up, and for those of you who know Brother Terrence Miller of Nature's Bioorganic Farms, we're dealing with the oldest seeds on this continent, real seeds, which match your DNA. The brother just mentioned products with nitrate in it. So now if we have chemists, biochemists like myself and Inky, who can tell you that a nitrate is a nitrogen-based molecule, then you know that you don't want that poison inside of your body. But if a black doctor who went to Harvard or Penn or Temple came on this conversation, he would tell you that your DNA is nitrogen-based. So why would nitrogen be foreign to you? You see what I'm saying? So now it's a clash of the worlds, clash of the titans type of thing going on, where we have to now explain to the erudite and the elite, no, that's not the case. We got to take you back to your chemistry class and then take you back to your lab and show you this carbon-based molecule that Dr. Sabi was telling you about. So now, you know what I mean? So it makes sense. And then if we can offer you products with real carbon-based plants, which are not the domesticated plants that most of us are affiliated with. See, we got to understand something. When we are scratching our head and wondering, even amongst the group that might be crowning the consciousness at the moment, who are the teachers, I sit down and ask myself, what is wrong with us? What is wrong with us? I mean, I don't ask that question now like I used to, because I know now. You see what I'm saying? I know that the genetics assault, whether you're looking at it from the way that Dr. Francis Cress Wilson put it, the fear of genetic annihilation, the other groups, the hybrid groups, are fearing that we would genetically annihilate them, or you're looking at it like Dr. Richard King from the epic memory standpoint, where, you know, we got this subconscious war that's going on between the races. We have to understand the science so that we can self-invoke the genetic triggers to take us to the next level. And it's not an impractical discussion in the sense of, you know, floating off in space in that way. It's just simply, if we could get some farms where we're growing food that matches our genetics perfectly and we are taking that in, that's going to open up the channels, you know what I mean? The channels that we are trying to turn on that we know are there but that are dormant. But we're going to do it. We're going to do it systematically, chemically. And this can be done through institutions, investment, and knowing exactly what we're doing is, you know, not getting caught in the traps. Because if I was in here talking about investment and farming, and it's a good idea, but I was unintelligent about the black anatomy, in the end, it's a great idea with a sledgehammer in the middle of it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
That's what my father used to tell me. The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Indeed. So, yeah, so the whole concept of being good is not good enough. You see what I'm saying? We have to be great and magnanimous in the sense of really not dealing with the three sins, beliefs, guesses, and assumptions. It's killing us. And we got to keep doing our homework in all these fields and improve where we are now. Where we are now, we'll look back in 2 years and laugh at it. You see what I'm saying?
That's
but,
right.
But climbing.
Yeah, and we have to be fearless in our approach, because if you're really doing this work, you're going to deal with opposition. You're going to deal with opposition in your household. Just when you start to change your own personal diet, you're gonna deal with all levels of attack. But you have to be fearless. You have to be able to speak forward. You know, we have to rename some of these things that have been, have been named in a way where the context takes the sting out of it. We just got to get. I just can't bang it home hard enough that we have to start reading and we have to get intelligent. Less than 2% of Americans read, and when it comes to our communities, it is less than 1%, and that. We only have that high of a number because some of us read magazines and newspapers, okay? We have to start to read again, you know? I was in the bookstore, and Brother Hakeem, you know, he just came out of nowhere. He was just like, you sure you reading that? We got to make that global. We got to make sure that... You know, that we reading and not just reading, but we reading quality material and information, because we have to be able to understand context. It's one thing to understand definitions, but it's another thing to have context. And once you have context, a lot of this stuff will open up, and we'll be able to see right through the BS. We'll be able to
see.
And
you know what?
Go ahead.
Now, I was about to throw some, like, context. Like, this is context that we're going to throw out in the lecture. Black people are the only people on the planet with real DNA. See, because we might get an argument in there, not an argument, but an insinuation, you know, because we've all been stated that, we 99% of the human genome is the same. So what is Ali and Anki really talking about? You know what I mean? They still stuck on that. Oh, maybe pseudo Elijah Muhammad and pseudo, you know, the new pseudo doctors that are coming through that we're not all the same.
Yeah, coup theory.
Yeah, exactly. So now we got to come in and use the European records, all right? The most qualitative European records, where they are saying it directly and indirectly, and then we have to get the best of our traditions and say it. And marry, as Anki said this last night, I'm taking his statement. He said, and marry the current and modern trend and thought and speech of Europeans in biology and medicine, and marry it to our ancestors, and then look at the people like, why are you mad at me? You see what I'm saying? Why are you mad at me? Because current thought and current theory and current thesis and current experimentation of white people is validating your ancestors, removing some of the confusion, because there are layers of confusion, but we'll be able to do that. You see what I'm saying? So that's the context. We're speaking about the black body under the context of the hacking up of the black body to get it, to cannibalize it, to commercialize it, because it's the real, and, you know, the people in the matrix need it, you know what I mean, to stay alive. So we got to get that context. And then the sidebar on it, just I don't know if y'all talked about it earlier, because I missed some of the show. I know one of the things from dealing with clients is, and our people, black people, is when they have diseases, they get ashamed. They're very ashamed to talk about it.
Oh, man.
Very
goodness. That is huge.
To try to get treatment for it. They fall back into, I just deal with my health care or whatever. They got it. They don't got it. They just let themselves corrode. Brothers and sisters, listen. Most of the lecture will be on other sciences and things that will put you in overdrive in health, which is the productive gears. When we deal with the disease state and cures and healing, we're going to take the first few moments and knock that out the box. Anything that you're dealing with, I don't care if it's diabetes,
atherosclerosis, high blood pressure, and especially the so-called STDs, because some of our people get those things and they get hung up, or I got herpes, or they told me I had HIV, and they get the psychosomatic curse placed on their head, thinking, based on the entrainment of thought, thinking that their life is over. You see what I'm saying? So what we want to show you, demonstrate to you, with people that we have cured, if we want to use that word, cured, is that these are the easiest things to deal with. There's nothing for you to be ashamed about, all
right? That's right.
The high levels of disease are the result of the myopha. That's it. So now we need some supplementation, dietary, and get our mind right. Go ahead, guys.
That's it. No, I was just adding on. A lot of these things that we look down on people for, or that people feel we're going to look down on them for, are a lot more commonplace than people think. You know, because the whole herpes thing, that just kills me. When almost everybody on this call, including myself, has had herpes before. Now, I know somebody going to say, whoa, Minister Inky, speak for yourself. I don't have no herpes. I ain't have no herpes. If you ever had chicken pox before, you had herpes. Chicken pox is herpes. But what we're not understanding, and this is why I think I had the class in Philly maybe last week or the week before, on virology, on viruses. These things are recombinant. So you have a parent strain, a mother strain, and then you have thousands of different genetic mutations on that same strain that manifest itself in different ways throughout your body, but they can all be eliminated the same way because they all come from the same strain, the same root. So you might have herpes with a little cold sore or something else, but if you had chicken pox, you definitely had herpes. And all of these things can be knocked out simply, and like the brother said already, we got to get rid of the shame, we got to get rid of that kind of stuff, because that kills us, and I think it's the lack of information that facilitates that, and it's right. Our lifestyle that breeds it, you know, sugar, starch, meat, bread, soda, wine, beer, cigarettes, cologne, right, and perfume all facilitate the growth of viruses, bacteria, and even worse, white blood cells in your body. Right. Now, Minister Inky, did you go there again? What's up with Minister Inky? He keeps saying white blood cells. White blood cells, we need white blood cells. See, I knew Minister Inky was talking pseudoscience. That nigga's crazy. He don't know what he's talking about. White blood cells is a part of your immune system. Prove it. I challenge anybody to prove that white blood cells is part of your immune system. I challenge anybody to prove that. White blood cells do not belong in a black body, period. And every single problem that we're dealing with, we have markers that are based around white blood cells causing the genetic malfunction or supporting the genetic malfunction, never operating in a curing, reversing, or helping status to the body. Period.
Brother, we about to turn the biomedical industry over on that one, brother. And we're going to turn them over with their own reports.
That's right. We're going to go, because we read a little piece on the YouTubes. So if you haven't seen the YouTubes yet, you probably want to go check those YouTubes out. You want to go onto the page, Minister Inky, Sing Royale, that's my YouTube page. Go up there. We got like 4 or 5 episodes of me and Ali going in back to back, looking like Jada and Styles on that thing. It don't even make no sense right there. So you might want to go ahead and check those YouTubes out if you haven't seen them already. We touched on a piece. All right? So no matter how information dense this conversation is, the YouTube is, we ain't doing nothing but dipping your toe in the water. That's all we're doing is dipping your toe in the water. When you come out on the 9th, when you come out on the 10th, we're going to grab you,
by the legs. We're going to grab you by the shoulder, and we're going to just throw you into the pool. We're going to submerge you into the information, because to be submerged in information is the only way that you naturally learn. Children learn languages very naturally because they're submerged in the language. They're submerged in the culture. 24 hours a day, depending on where they live, they're going to pick those languages up because they're surrounded by it. So we're going to immerse you. We're going to baptize you in the science of the black body. We're going to baptize you in the science of the black body. And when you leave, we want you to be able to go back and affect some change in your neighborhood.
Indeed. Another thing too, this is a big issue in our community is the gay, lesbian, bisexual phenomena. The look or the peering at genetic predisposition for this particular thing, you might get somebody to say that, I was born this way or whatever. All right, so what we're going to do in the lecture is explore the preliminary plant and specific animal experimentations that took place for those scientists in that venue to understand how to play the hormone switch and induce these particular things into society through food and psychology as well. I'll add that in. So what I'm saying is that if you think you're cool and you having certain urges, you know what I mean? It's because you don't know how to defend your manhood. You see what I'm saying? So there are brothers out here on the down low, you know what I mean, acting wild and crazy, you know what I mean, desecrating the sanctity of our ancestry. But what they don't know, the part that they don't know, is that they are a product of the Jacobian experiment in the 21st century, which means that things are being induced in laboratories through food and through other means to produce a sister with a fitted on, you know what I mean, with the jeans hanging down, and she gripping up her sister. That's a phenomenon. That's an induced phenomenon, all right, where you have biologists and chemists who are collaborators on these particular things. And we're going to prove that. When I say proof, I'm not going to say present evidence. I'm going to say proof. Proof is using the methodology to show that there is intent to come to that particular means and ends, and then arriving at it and watching your project, success
come to fruition. So, and right now, it's coming to fruition at a level that I thought I would never see in my life. Right now, it's not about it's because it's gone beyond men being with men and women being with women. It's gone so far now that it's come full circle in a negative way. Women are now getting with men, right? And I know everybody's like, okay, well, what's wrong with that? I'm going to tell you what's wrong with that. Women are strapping on to hit their man in the back. Women are strapping up to hit their man now. So that's what we have going on now. The women are getting with men, and they're strapping up, and they're hitting the men.
Yo, that's bananas, yo. That is.
So that's where we live at right now.
Yo.
So you can see.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, you can see a man walking down the street with a nice-looking woman. He might be muscled up, dressed nice. They look like a very beautiful couple. And when they get home, their hormones are so out of sync naturally that when they lay down together, she's going to assume the male role as the penetrator, and she's going to assume the male role as a penetrator, and he's going to assume the female role as the penetrated, and that is the highest level of hormonal dysfunctionality that I could have ever not even imagined. I never could even imagine that.
Bring him in.
We were speaking about
some of these same phenomena that you see out here. And one that we pointed out, which is most prevalent, that I'm sure that at this point everyone can identify with, is teenagers, you know, and the youth for that matter, because it's not only youth now. I'm seeing the 40 and the 50-year-olds is acting like they're 19 doing it too, and that's the wearing of the pants, you know, below the buttocks. So we were remembering the time, because everyone that was in the conversation is older than 30. So we were recalling a time when, especially New York City culture, Inky, you can attest for this, that we took pride, and when the wintertime came, we did everything possible to avoid the hawk, inclusive of Sherlins, leather bombers, goose downs, any and everything. We even went so far to wear ski goggles. We had isotoners. We had everything. Everything was centered around not letting no air whatsoever penetrate your exterior to put you on the chills. Indeed. Okay? So how do you go from that very deliberate attempt to be warm, right? How do you go from that to being in New York the other day when it was 3 degrees? That's how cold it was with the wind chill factor. Why would somebody have a coat on with a scarf, right? But then their pants is hanging off their ass and they shivering. But their natural process doesn't tell them to pull their pants up. So when we were talking about this, I said, look, I first started really noticing this in Harlem around 2003 and 2005. This was not too long after Cameron started the Pink Campaign, okay? And not to take shots at Cameron or what have you, I'm just identifying as a social marker what we noticed started changing, all right? So we noticed this trend, right, where they would start wearing the pants down or what have you, and the shorties would wear jackets. It was like in the fall, it wasn't the winter yet, but the jackets would stop near, like, right near their waist, you know what I'm saying, where their love handles were showing. But it's like, why wouldn't they pull their jackets down? And they wasn't cold at all. So our people who don't come from this particular climate, and the only brothers that I know could really deal with this weather is the ones that have been up north. Everybody else, this is not their thing. But we went from a people that was doing everything possible to protect ourselves from the cold to people that was just open. And if you're going to allow cold to come into your lower extremities, like, that throws your whole body balance off, because your testicles got to maintain a certain degree.
Add this one thing real quick before you go off subject. Please, I don't want to cut your wisdom. I want you to remember exactly what you're saying, but I got to add this into what you're saying, because this happened to me just this morning. I'm sitting down eating. A young gentleman walks by me. He has a North Face on. And North Face is a 3/4 North Face. It's like they're supposed to come down past the thighs, like, you know, the 3/4 gel. He got that pulled up above the buttocks, with his pants below the buttocks, so purposely he's got his butt out, purposely. Now, that sparked the conversation where somebody shows me on Craigslist, and I wasn't in a position, I didn't have my laptop with me, I would have freeze-framed the snapshot and all that. I'd be posting the snapshot right now. But by the time I got home to my computer, the ad was taken off Craigslist. It was a young man on there, and it was like in the personal ads, and he was like, yeah, you know, look, I'm single looking and, you know, I like reading and all this other baloney. And below that, he had a picture of his, you know, his piece, you know, he had his piece on there. And then, you know, so that was crazy. So I thought that was like the ba-dum-bum. I thought that was the point of showing me that. But below that, he had a thing that said, listen, here's my number. When you call me, don't leave no crazy message or nothing like that, because my girl might pick up, and this ad is only for dudes.
Get the fuck out of here, yo. Get the fuck out of here.
Man. So this thing
thing is real. This is where we at. I didn't mean to cut you off, Blue, but you just brought that right out of me right there, because that happened to me this morning, 8:30 this morning.
I'm going to bring it home. So upon further analysis, what we were talking about, I said, well, you know, if they say that our cells are able to flip around in a 7-year process, you know what I'm saying, the cells are going to regenerate themselves or what have you, and we know that some of the children that we're looking at are crack babies of crack babies at this particular point.
Right.
But crack not always in the sense of just saying cook cocaine. We're talking about sugar. We're talking about McDonald's and all of that. So if you are what you eat, if a child came into this world eating Similac and then it graduated from Similac to McDonald's, we're looking at the process of a genetic mutation of children where they're not even real no more. They are plastic, literally. If you
right.
don't feel the cold, you're looking at people that are plastic. How do I have proof to prove that? Because
oh
what you're looking
God.
At the explosion of the homosexuality is the women have now done what? They have supplanted the man, right, and his physicalities to aid in the bed, the penis envy that they naturally have, according to Francis Cress Welsin, with
right.
plastic phalluses.
There you go.
Then they up the notch from not only, right, interacting and interfacing with one another. That's why you scratching your head and you like, how does she even get, where is, she's only 9. Like, well, how?
Right.
To up the ante to show and outwardly express that this is exactly what we're seeing by way of genetic mutation. When Nicki Minaj came out, then she solidified it by identifying socially directly with them to say, if you are plastic, put your hand up and be proud of it. We are Barbies.
Right. Got it. Yeah. God damn. God damn. I think we just had a pole shift. Am I still in North America or South America? God damn.
And purple poop that we have undergone a vast genetic mutation. I would gather that if you take the census of everyone that's wearing their pants now, I don't think too many of them is going to be like, I'm vegan.
Right. You sure you're vegan now? Listen, on people being synthetic, let me tell you something. Let me tell you why. And we're going to go deep, deep, deep. When I tell you we're going to go deep, We're gonna go in and come out the other side on this jump. This is why the flu is so dangerous. You know, flu is more dangerous than cancer, if you ask me. The flu is more dangerous than AIDS, if you ask me. What the flu is, first of all, flus are generated in domesticated animals, period. That's the origin of flu viruses. They come from domesticated animals. So what you're looking at on one hand is a natural response to animals being bred and led to slaughter. Okay, so now they have put out a genetic defense where they are putting out these spores in the air to kill off the people that are around them that are breeding them and herding them to be eaten and killed and slaughtered. So that's number one. But number two, what you have going on is strands of their RNA are going into your body and reproducing at untold rates. So when you have a flu, the cough, the mucus that you're coughing up, the sore throat, the fever that you're feeling is just your body's response to fighting off the reproduction of foreign genes in your body. Now, the flyest thing about that is what happens with all those genes after the symptoms are gone. So once you go and you get the little hookup, you know, you get your little Robitussin from the corner store and the symptoms no longer exist, what people don't realize is that their body is still full of those genes. The number one most popular type of flus that are floating around are from pigs. So if you're vegan or if you're Muslim and you don't think Muslim,
you're
dealing with the swine, you sure you're Muslim?
You are filled with pig genes right now. You're full of pig genes right now. You are part animal, okay? You're being transformed into something that no longer can classify as human,
All right? You don't understand what's happening with this flu right now, right in front of your eyes, right behind your eyes, I should say. You know? So we got to go deep into this science. I'm so glad and proud to be teamed up with a brother, Dr. Ali Muhammad's caliber on this. And I think that the people have to mobilize and they have to almost become militant in their defense of the institutions that have been built on the grassroots, such as the Amber Institute, such as ISIS Dr. Ali's line of products, such as the Usha Village and Sabi's products, such as Blue Pill's products and his line of nutritional supplements, such as KT, the arts degree down in Georgia, doing a whole lot of work that goes under the radar because he's not even that type of brother to ring his own bell. You know, but people have to mobilize.
It's funny you were mentioning him. The brother just hit me on the bat line and he's asking for me to bring him in.
Well, we got to bring him in. Matter of fact, I know you're getting ready to cut us off in 10 minutes.
Nah.
Man?
Oh, you meditation. Yeah, we're gonna do the meditation.
So after the meditation, let's bring in KT. If we could get Dr. Gabriel in, let's bring in Dr. Gabriel. And let's turn it up. Let's turn it up. You know, we got Dr. Ali Muhammad, Minister Enki, the best of both worlds. You know, right now we looking like public enemy number one for more reasons than we can even go into in public right now. And that's fine. You know, we don't have no problem wearing that title if it's going to change the futures of not only our children, because we are both family men. We both have a lot of children, you know, so you got to understand where the urge to create this change and continue the work of some of our great teachers comes from, where it stems from. So this is not a financially generated. This is not about money. This is about our children and the world that they're going to grow up in. You know, Nicki Minaj is now performing on stage with a dildo on. Just for the record, I want y'all to know that. When Nicki Minaj comes out on stage to do a performance, she's wearing a dildo. So that's a part of her performance now. So I just want y'all to know that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, all right? Because I know a lot of y'all at home singing Nicki Minaj with your children. So it's like, oh, yeah, shit it on them. That's what your girls are growing up seeing. You know, that hermaphrodite, you know, it's something crazy going on. It's crazy out there right now.
Crazy out there. I want to touch on this, too, because, you know, more and more as I go to meetings or what have you, and a lot of people are getting things confused because they feel that because Moors are studying law and information, that automatically means that they know this information. Because the Moors in the quote-unquote temple, they're doing what's necessary for their physical temple. And I'm finding that particular dichotomy don't really equal up. That don't balance out. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing a lot of brothers that have serious health concerns, or you can see it in their physical being. You know, so how important is it when one is pursuing certain levels of sovereignty for them first to be sovereign in mind, second sovereign in temple, you know what I'm saying, before they look outside of themselves and try to acquire some sort of outward sovereignty? You know what I mean? Can you speak on that? And I want you to speak on also how that dynamic factors in when they feel that the right move that they're making is saying, I'm eating textured meat now. You know what I'm saying? I got
Listen, I got a lot I can say, but that's not the Ali Muhammad question. Lock, stock, and barrel right there.
Man, listen, man. I mean, do y'all really want me to answer this question? Wow.
Yes, that was tailor-made for you.
Yo, let me say something, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to start off like this. If you're dealing with any culture or religion or prophet, and the teaching is not rooted in the natural and universal order of things, you don't have anything to build anything with. It's an illusion. I'm going to say it again. If you're dealing with any said culture, religion, prophet, sage, great teacher, master teacher, yourself, and you or it is not rooted created in the natural and universal order of things, you're dealing with an illusion. So I say that to say, if Moors are going to study social or political law systems and don't know that those systems are a, should be, and really are, a mirror of the psychosis of the people who are perpetuating them, then they're not going to understand what it's about to be original. What it's about to be original people. All right, got my daughter. She's going off. All right. So what I'm saying that to say that, yo, you can study all the sovereignty you want, the government that you want. If you're a genetically modified Negro, what are you going to build? You see what I'm saying? Like, what are you going to build? Niggas going to be fighting. Somebody going to be stealing. Somebody going to be. No, come on, man. So the real nation is your body, and the real nations that we are building are these families as we interface with one another to build more bodies. These bodies are the nations, you know what I mean, or the nation. The temple, if the temple is corrupt and the leader of the temple is corrupt, which is the brain, and the heart of the temple is corrupt, what temples are you building? You said you're not building anything. You are only mimicking like these recombinant DNA. You are popping off as one of these recombinant DNA. You are a product of the white man's, I call it Masonic mind hacking. So any Moors, any indigenous people who are studying, and if we can look at your face and see diabetes and all kind of other things going on, come on, man. I mean, it's not even funny. We have to sit you down and say something to you. So at the lecture, I'm going to touch on that. And then if something is in your philosophy, Moore's beating up on me right now because I questioned not the whole doctrine, but we have the power to abrogate our teachings by necessity as we grow. If Moore's are going to tell me black, according to the white man's dictionary, means death, I'm cool with that. That's a temporal relevant technique, and then we can get it in and what. Okay, cool. But if they're going to tell me black according to science means death, that means that they have to either abrogate that, or that means that what kind of nation are you going to build when every scientist of old and all scientists of new are studying black body radiation as the basis of every other subject? Physics, biology, everything. Like, you are lost. So now you have the mindset of the spore now. You have the mindset of the anti-black emanation and creation. So now I got to check you. Are you one of these people who, after the 7 years, have become a Frankenstein? Am I even talking to someone who is worthy of wearing a fez? Like, what is going on? In the body, we call these things spores or funguses. They carry what's called complementary DNA, which is not real DNA. And their job is to attack the messenger RNA, the transfer RNA, anything that's natural, recombine it, and repackage it. It looks like a cell, you know what I mean?
So,
but it's not a cell. So we gotta deal with that. We got to deal with the hybrids amongst us.
That's a scientific explanation of invasion of the body snatchers?
There you go. There you go, God. There you go. There you go, God.
Hey,
So part people, that would make the most sense, because I haven't, you know, there's about 3 things in the supermarket without soy lecithin in it, but that's a whole nother story.
Listen, let me tell you something real quick before we go to the break.
Got to get ready for this meditation.
It's 11:08. All right.
I definitely, I want the family to prepare themselves, you know, take some minutes out just to, you know, unwind. If you brothers want to put out any suggestions, you know what I'm saying, on what the family should be focusing on going into this meditation, feel free to.
Man, I could interject something.
Power of the quantum mind. We have hundreds, if not thousands, of people listening right now. So collectively, what are we focusing our mind on going into that quote-unquote black void that you're talking about, where all things are made manifest?
Indeed. Indeed. If we want to project anything, we should project the millions and billions of black people all holding hands in a circle, surrounding the earth with one focus in mind, unity. And imagine the children holding hands, the elders holding hands, you know what I mean? The men holding hands, the women holding hands. Imagine and imprint into your consciousness the fingers locking as we look at our orb that we live on, and let's think unity and healing. Unity and healing, and perpetuate that into this magnetic field to manifest through every black man, woman, and child.
D family, all right, find yourself in a pitch black place. Turn all the lights off in your room. Seated, your feet flat to the floor, back straight. Palms at the edge of your knee. Palms upwards facing the ceilings. Index fingers touching, thumbs touching, forming a pyramid. Tip of the tongue touching the roof of the mouth. Pulling the breath from the abdominals through the nose, out the mouth. Om Mani Padme Om is the meditation or the mantra. So I say it with meditation two, standing for the jewel and the lotus, the perfect balance, the balance between masculine and feminine. And we shall see you on the other side.
Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om.
sure you vegan at?
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Beautiful.
Yes, indeed. Let me, tease line. Calling from the 404-492-404.
Peace, peace.
Peace. Is that the arts degree coming in?
Hey, man, the arts degree is in full effect, brothers. What's up, Inky, Dr. Ali? How y'all doing, man?
Peace, you sure you're speaking at?
Red and blue, how are you?
All is well, brother. Welcome.
First thing, I gotta definitely give credit where credit is due to the two of you giants coming together, not debating, but coming together in unison. I want to take my hat off to y'all for setting a grand example in this new era that we up in right now, where, you know, y'all are actually the equation of success. Where we're supposed to be coming together and working together with our genius, as opposed to, you know, taking shots. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There you go.
Let me get in there. Round of applause. Which...
Yeah, please do, because I mean, y'all just doing it. But I don't know if y'all understand how powerful, you know, of a move y'all making right now. So the first thing I like to say is just say thank you to you two brothers for going ahead and doing this, because it takes a lot. It takes a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Absolutely, bro.
Thank you. And I got to send a shout out to Tyson and Prince, because they helped brainstorm this thing. So I can't. I got to make sure.
Okay.
Philly.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Sure
when I say it to you, I'm talking about to y'all fams. Whoever's included in the gestation of this thing, you know what I mean? Much love to y'all, all of it, of course.
Yeah.
I wanted to come in because y'all brothers are going hard, man. And I love listening because you learned so much and you inspired me. I had to come in. I had to put my piece in because – from what I'm hearing, a common denominator of the fact of, you know, separation, you know what I mean, division. And it comes from, it's like this. You got a bunch of niggas, everybody fighting each other like crabs in a bucket, trying to get the golden fleece, you know what I mean? And the nigga who gets to the golden fleece first is able to create an unimaginable, you know, fortune, you know, when they get to that destination. And just like you said, that is a tactic that's implanted in us, you know, from the Caucasian. And I'll tell you exactly how it was done. It was done to us through science, in biology, because we have been fooled into believing that, you know, through one of our most powerful, powers that we have in terms of ejaculation, what is to be used to, of course, fertilize our black woman in order to bring forth and bring down the avatars, that in our ejaculation we let loose a billion, you know, of our individual cells, which seem to swim through this myriad of fluids. And in swimming, they end up fighting one another. Everybody's racing, like killing each other, tearing each other to shreds, trying to get to what? Trying to get to this ovum. They want to get to this ovum because the one that gets to this ovum is able to fertilize this egg, and in doing so, ends up creating life. And that's exactly how us niggas is acting today. Instead of us coming together like brothers, like you two are right now, to create, niggas just fighting, you know, one another like crabs in a bucket. Now, the reality of the situation is the total opposite, where in the ejaculation inside of a woman, because of the acidic environment there and all of the firewall that the queens have stacked up, the large quantity of these cells, these individual men that are swimming, these seamen that are swimming in the waters of noon, are working in unison to create an alkaline environment to propel each other forward so that one man out of the crew can get to the egg and fertilize the egg, which is a common goal that all the men have, all the seamen have that have been ejaculated with inside this abyss. So it starts at the beginning. It starts as our first study in biology, where us as men are taught to act like children in terms of, or not even, I don't even want to insult children like that, but to act like immature beings and be fighting over each other to get to this goal, when really the point of all the semen is they're working together to propel whoever's going to get to the egg so that they may fertilize it and bring down that avatar from the stars.
Indeed. Indeed. That's the beauty. And that's the beauty of what's happening right now. I'm loving it. I'm loving it, God.
Yeah, that's right, because Ali is putting together a lab for us.
That's what I'm talking about.
So a lot of this science will be able to narrow down and really take it to another level where, you know, it's one thing to do the research. It's one thing to get the lab reports. It's one thing to get the blood reports. But it's another thing to do all those things yourself. And, we'll be able to, you know, just hone this thing down to the level we had it at before. And once we begin to start to get certain damaging and certain things are embedded in our psyche that are incredibly damaging beyond what we think, and they kind of go under the radar, like getting money is associated with gaining weight, you know, survival of the fittest, only the strong survive. You know, all of these things that are embedded in our psyche, we have to root those things out, because those are the things that then serve as templates along with language and the limits in language to create our thoughts. And our thoughts, you know, I mean, that's the beginning and the end. That's the grand opening and grand closing right there. So, you know, once we can get this down to a science, we're no longer, you know, playing the guessing game. We're no longer dealing with perspectives and things like that. Brothers such as yourself, the work that you're doing, and you know, I like your style, brother. You do your work, and that's all that's, you know, you would never hear about all the work KT is doing down in Georgia if you leave it up to KT. Somebody else has to ring the alarm for that, brother. You know what I mean?
Hey,
so
man. I'm on my ninja, man. I be on my ninja. I found out a long time ago that my Omekian calendar, I'm a spectral star seed. I'm a spectral seed, yellow seed, rather. And in that, you know, I found out that my job is fertilizing, you know, and, it, you know, that's why I got so many children, for one. But mostly, I'm not always the flower and the fruit, you know what I'm saying? I'm Johnny, you know, I be rolling around dropping gems to all types of neighborhoods and people and groups, and, you know, that shit germinates. And the point is, you know, for the fruit to form, and I don't got to make the fruit, you know, I just want, you know, as Ali, the meditation you made tonight, a bomb should have been dropped after you said that, son, because that's it, you know what I mean? Being able to envision all of us throughout this universe interlocking our hands, elders, husbands, wives, mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, nieces, nephews, together in unison, like just us, like Brother Man Big City, where the whole population is just, as far as I can see, a rainbow of brown and black. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. So I just, you know, I do my work, and, you know, my father gets on me all the time. You know, he's the poet laureate of Harlem, George Edward Tate. He actually just had an event this past Sunday honoring John Henry Clark, amongst other things. But he always taught me to, you know, record what you do and, you know, put it out there. And that's his thing because he's a Capricorn, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I've just been more in the shadows like that. I like being behind the scene. And every now and then I jump out there. But I just love seeing the work mature and evolve. So, you know, just to be part of it, I'm thankful for it.
Indeed. Indeed, God. It is growing, God. These phone lines, man, it's a lot of hands up in the phone, the call queue, bro.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah, let's go to the phones.
Okay, so ionic.com.
Indeed. Let me open up Red's line real quick. All right. Red.
Peace.
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 Yo, wait, and listen. Before we go to the phone lines, I would just like to say, Ali has a system in place where he teaches these sciences. I have a school, a university online, accredited bachelor's, master's, and PhD degrees in holistic science where we teach this science. So it's not just about us. It's not just about, you know, the three of us, Brother KT. It's not about a handful of brothers, you know, replacing the older scientists, and then we still have this 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 dudes trying to heal 8 billion sick people, because that's how many of us there are.
Man.
So
the people
so
are the healing
it's about
factor.
Being, that's right. It's about being duplicable and us getting the information out to you where you can start to affect change in your circle. And once that happens, the meditation that Ali just put into the ethers actually becomes real.
Yep.
Yeah, indeed.
There you go. Indeed. Indeed. Yes, sir. Let's get them questions. Let's let the people in. Let them in. All right. All right, let's get to it. All right, family. You have on this line between the brain power of these brothers. You're talking about an institution unto itself. So please, any questions, comments, or concerns, let's make it historic, y'all. I'm going to go to caller from the 540-540-278-540 caller. Peace. Caller from the 540, peace. Okay.
I thought that was my man Sheem calling in. Sheem put together the Delaware event. Sheem is definitely a big part of this tour that's shaping itself. So big up to Sheem and Paulie Flowers and all that.
I seen the 302 in here. Let me see if I still see it. Yeah, I saw it earlier. It's not there right now, but I'm sure the brothers will pop back up. Let me go to caller 484-484-250. Caller from the 484-250. Caller from 832. Caller from 832-832-508. 832 caller.
What's up?
Peace.
Peace. Yeah, man. I appreciate
peace.
What y'all brothers is doing. I'm Brother Red from Los Angeles, but I reside in the Houston area now. And I got to discuss some things with y'all because I deal with logic, brother. Now, the one brother mentioned that, and a brother made this aware to me through a text message. My brother, Lou, you out in Long Beach, California. Brother said his sister spend over $200 million a year on hair products. Brother hit me back and said, well, niggas spend more than that on alcohol and weed. Couldn't disagree. Hold on. Not only that, but if we don't get on our sisters about makeup and hair, brothers, ain't it in the hieroglyphs? Ain't it as ancient as anything in Africa to wear makeup? Don't we have rituals in the science of hair throughout Africa as far as the wigs and makeup are concerned? I mean, come on. We got to be realistic on some level and understanding. We just being who we really are on some level. We love to look good. We love to make ourselves up. And it has significance to our people and always has. Next. Now, is Brother Ali on here?
Yes, sir.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Would white blood cells be considered T cells?
Say it again.
Would white blood cells be considered T cells?
No. Well, I'll say this. Let me answer the question, because as we get into these types of questions, we are challenging the presumption of what we think we know, and then we're trying to bring another idea to our people. And we're dealing with classification as well. When white
right.
people,
and I would prefer you direct the white blood cell question to me.
Go ahead, Inky.
Question. Where the question at?
Okay. Are white blood cells the same thing as T cells?
T cells could be classified under the heading white blood cells, but there's about 6 different types of cells in the body that are currently classified as white blood cells, and some of them are green, some of them are beige, and some of them are white.
Okay.
So a part of this research is being able to discern what is what and what the function of each one of those cells serves in the body, and not necessarily being able, not just regurgitating what academia is telling us. So I want you, now that I answered your question, to give me the purpose behind your question so we could go even deeper.
Right to the point and exact. If white blood cells are not needed, if a black man or woman has AIDS, when they lose them all, why do they die of AIDS/HIV?
There's no results, there's no tests that prove that as a result of having low white blood cell count, that anyone is dying from anything, number one. Number two, the medication is what kills 90% of everybody that has, quote-unquote, AIDS syndrome, which is another autoimmune disease. And autoimmune disease is classified by the white blood cells attacking the body. And nobody dies of AIDS until they have a high white blood cell count. So what you got to do is look at the blood test studies and see what's going on. African Americans, black people, Moors, whatever you want to call them, naturally have low white blood cell counts. Naturally. That's our natural state.
Okay.
That's what the study
is. Well, like I said, bro, the brother said this is about the golden fleece. Brother, what we do is older than the golden fleece if you pay attention to the obligation. You're a good brother. You're young. And I admire your work, especially the way you break down the movies. But we got to understand that conflict and debate is how humans resolve shit. It is here and it always will be. And when we get into the homosexual shit, all these niggas love Egypt. I'm going to say this. Have them niggas explain the opening of the mouth ceremony and then walk away and tell me they straight if they participate in that kind of shit. And I'm not saying nothing against Egypt. I'm just saying, if niggas know the science of the opening of the mouth
I'm not gonna give that away to everybody
that don't know. That's for the knowers.
Can I respond, brother?
Go ahead, young
man. All right, now the debates are usually created in order to get to some type of goal, some type of higher thought that, you know, the people can agree upon to move in that particular direction. Debates are not so people can take low shots and then at the end of the day, they're at a worse spot than they were when they first got started. Now, the context that I was using that in was talking about how we were taught reproduction took place in the body, being that one sperm was trying to outdo a billion other sperms. When that's the farthest from the truth, the billion sperms are there to create an alkaline environment within inside the woman so that a sperm can make it to the egg so that we're able to work together. Now,
I hear you.
In terms of
the
hair and
the
makeup and all that, Kemet, yes, that's very true. However, the makeup that we were using came from the earth, came from natural substances. And if you heard the brothers earlier, they have a huge movement that they're doing in all these stores where they have a natural section. However, when you turn around and look at the label, they are all chemical products. So what we're saying is, we're not knocking sisters for wigs. We're not knocking sisters for extensions. We're not knocking sisters for makeup. We're like, you do what you need to do in order to express your inner beauty. However, we should not be supporting the Asian markets in order to do it. We are fully capable of providing that type of service.
Hold on,
let me say
this.
Hold on.
You had to get the right response. I am knocking them. So if you're challenging, I want you to challenge me, because your challenges that you just laid out on the phone have no basis in fact. In fact, if you look at the psychology, listen. If you look at the psychology, listen, I'm not finished speaking. If you look at psychology, everything that you're describing is based on a left brain incomplete function of the brain personality, analyzing, breaking down, competition. When you have a whole functioning brain, when your right side functions in conjunction with the left side of your brain, you get a complete view of things, and instead of competition driving you forward, the betterment of your people will drive you forward. You don't need competition. I don't need to try to be better than Ali to push me forward. All I need is children that I can look at to say, I want them to grow up in a better world that they live in than they live in today. And all I need to do is look around and see any one of my brothers that agrees with that principle, and me and him can lock arms and we can get busy together. We don't got to be competing. That is a byproduct of Roman colonization, brother. That's a cannibalistic attitude where one person has to defeat another person in order for there to be progress.
Hold on. Let me say this, because I don't want you to turn into A.A. Rashida on me tonight. So I'm going to say this to you. Brother, you can sit there and say whatever you want. I mean, we do get along. We all agree that this whole movement is what we should be propelling. But we have to get better in our scholarship and our studies. And a lot of times I listen to these blog talk shows. Everybody dick riding, and I'm gonna keep it 100. Niggas call up talking about you doing this. Them niggas ain't going in. Ain't nobody asking them niggas no hard questions. And the young nigga KT, I got a lot of love for what KT do. He's a positive young brother, and I love how he break down the movies. But all I'm saying to him is that look, we have to propel ourselves, and as we debate and we talk about this information, let's get better with it. We can share platforms. We can share with each other. It's not a problem.
Right. I mean, Blue, I love the question. That's why I want them.
Hold on.
Direct it all to me.
Indeed. You pose your questions, and they were wonderful for the arena in which they were posed, and I believe that they were answered as well. So we're going to leave it at that, and we're going to go to the next caller. I appreciate what you bring to the show. They are difficult questions, but I think that they were answered in the way in which we could all sit back and take from that, because
you know what, though?
People have their own perspective.
Hey,
it don't make it necessarily right or wrong, but you got the answer. You know what I'm saying? And the family.
No disrespect to Inky or the other brother, but I just think that as a community, we got to start holding these people that want to be the leaders and the teachers more responsible. Like,
can I say one thing, though?
Hold on. Pilate had to have it brought to his ass, too. I mean, we all got to sit down and understand that we're dealing with real information. You're talking to somebody that studied the Wahoo. So, I mean, I'm not saying that to be disrespectful to the brother, but sometimes our youth think they know something, brother, and they don't know everything that they think they do know. And so I'm trying to push this.
Can I say one thing to the brother?
The object of myself.
And this is Brother Ali speaking. The object of myself and Minister Inky being on is to promote two lectures. One is on February in Delaware, and the other is on February 10th. we have been saying, and we will say here, and I'm going to keep your question specifically on the makeup and the T-cell, and we're going to make sure that we go in-depth on those two questions so that we can aid you and assist you. I do agree with what the sentiment
is. Are you going to put a DVD out of it?
Okay. It's going to be live-streamed. And we'll make it into a DVD. But what I'm saying is,
I ain't got no problem with that.
Okay, cool. But I'm doing this for the greater, so we can move on. I agree
all
with
right.
your sentiment. The sentiment is that when people are coming forward, they should not be dealing with beliefs, guesses, or assumptions, nor should they pose as if they know when they don't know. So that might have happened in the past. But what we're going to say, based on what we're giving you today, we're giving you very brief answers on a very brief radio show. And we're going to do our work, our best, at those lectures to answer not only everything that we wanted to answer, but those two particular questions, especially about the makeup, because I have a whole history from the Ebers Papyrus on why that's done, all right, from source literature. But we'll do that so that we can help.
And no disrespect intended. So, Noom by Noom, you brothers take it easy.
All right, brother. Peace.
Peace.
Peace, bro. Okay, let me go to another caller. This time let me go to the 646-842 caller. Peace. Greetings.
Greetings. How are you, son?
Greetings. Is this Montalibo?
Yes.
Yeah, you got the phone on speaker. If you could speak directly into it, we'll be able to hear you a lot clearer.
Okay, I don't have a new phone. I don't know what it does. Okay, one thing. Okay, did you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, ma'am.
Greetings, son. Inky and Dr.
Peace,
Muhammad and twins, this is so powerful. Oh, this is so powerful. You're going to get the debate, but don't worry about it. It's well worth just hearing that mentality is real. You're dealing with the language. I don't know if you know that's the place where I come from. And it needs to be cleaned up. It needs to be put in order. There's a lexicon that needs to come out of the science, out of our history, out of our love for each other. You are in for the fight of your lives, but you are also well prepared. You know, you all have different tutelage, different steerage, different fortitudes, yet just the four of you right there have found a way to have common ground, come together, stand on terra firma, and affirm your truth. This is our work. You know, I'm here, and I'm hearing, and I have smiles all over because the work is being done.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yes, indeed, sis, indeed. And
let me say this. I think that call was very important because that demonstrates how much confusion there is when we talk about these sciences, and that demonstrates the need for us to have laboratories, and that demonstrates the need for us to come to not just a general consensus, because when we say general consensus, we're talking about agreement on perspective. We have to go further than that, and we have to have just the simple facts. That's why I have restricted my studies and my teaching to science and biology, because mm-hmm. there we move past the realm of perspective and we deal with what is and what is not.
Yes.
You move past the debate when you have the facts.
That's
yes.
it.
And that is also yours. That's your place. That's where you resonate from. That is your truth. That is your passion. That is what you've been gifted with. And that's why you have to hold the ownership and steerage of it firmly and with love and cradle it. for you to say to the brother, there is no need for competition. This is the truth. Because when you affirm right, when you bring into your presence life and liberty, longevity, ascension, that's not competition. It's all psychic cyclicking to and fro. It's ecliptical. It does what it does. It never, like it says, may the circle be unbroken by and by. You know, we're just on this radius, and we're all tangents of the radius of the circle.
Well, definitely want to say thank you.
Yes, I just did want to thank you. I just did want to thank you. And I'll just express, too, that crab in the barrel, we talk about that all the time, that there's, that those crabs, they're pulling to help pull each other out of that barrel, not to pull each other back in.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
So do well. Safe travel with the angels. Thank you. Thank you. Stay gifted.
Thank you.
Stay in your space, in your place, and please always continue to lovingly do what you do and enjoy your family.
Indeed. Thank you very much. That was powerful.
Yes. Okay. Yes. You see what this energy can do?
Absolutely.
That's it. Power.
Okay. Let us go to another caller. On the line, calling from the 215-215.
Pick up Matthew Tahuti on the feminine energy.
Yeah.
215-279. 215 caller. Peace.
Hey.
What's up, Brother Nissan?
Hi, Rock.
I think you need some fiber. What's going on, baby?
Peace. I leave my bad the other night, man. I had to grab that horn, man, because them people on my top.
Oh,
man,
you good, bro. You good. I
thought you was calling it earlier, shit. Oh, no. I just got the text. So I just hit it up. I just was listening, man. I said, man, when the brother called up, I was like, man, I'm calling that.
There you go.
The goons is in the building.
No, but this when you got two powerful minds coming together like this, man, something going to try to get in and, you know, disturb the process. But we keeping it moving, man. That's all we got to do is keep it moving. We're trying to get this thing all around the country, get this thing big so we can challenge these MDs.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. That's where we're going with it, God. That's where we're going with it. Literally.
Yeah.
That's what we gotta take that. If the competition is to be healthy, it has to be competition, not against ourselves. You know, it got to be competition with academia. It has to be competition with these MDs. It got to be competition with these people puffing their chests out, toting these felonious PhDs that they done built up on these theses that they done gave these professors based on Eurocentric views of science. So that's where the debate has to be at. We got to stand together. You know, that's mm-hmm. what the new consciousness is all that talk that we did for the last five years about new consciousness coming in, all that's a waste of time, all that's for naught if we can't at least stand together. If we can't at least stand together and start to debate these Europeans. You know, we got to debate not only the Europeans, we got to debate the Chinese boys, we got to debate the Indian boys,
that's
we got
it.
To debate everybody. We got to show that we are the supreme beings on this planet. Now, when we get ready to get into those competitions, then we're saying something. But all this healthy debate against one another, that's foolishness. That's just a way to cover up the European mentality that's still hiding itself within your genome because you're probably still loaded with that chicken. You're probably still loaded with that beef. You're probably still dabbling with that bacon. You know what I mean? So we gotta make sure we weeding that out, and we got to stand together. We got to stand together. We got to stand together.
Yes.
And we also got to recognize that
our people, when once we start languaging what we're languaging, they haven't heard it like this. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
What do they call it? Cognitive dissonance, when the mind has not opened itself up to another possibility, and then the immediate reaction is to close in on itself and repel whatever is being produced. That is what happens when people hear us talk about the accredited sciences. And all we are saying is two things. One, the knowledge of the black body has been suppressed into these journals and files where they're doing these secret studies. So in one sense, Europeans are confirming secretly what is the truth. And then the ambiguity they create is they create confusion or what it looks like confusion amongst their own discussions as a 52 fake out, so that you won't focus on the suppression of the black body. And then once we unravel those particular things, once again, we only tell them what's already been recorded and doing our own institutions to confirm and go beyond. So, you know, it's there for us, man. It's there.
This should inspire every black man and woman. Just the fact that we're coming together to even promote health in that type of manner. I mean, we don't come together for other things. We're debating on religion. We're debating on nationality. But come on, man. This should inspire everybody to come together and stand on 2 feet in health.
How can you prolong the development that needs to take place in regards to health? The only thing that should matter at this particular time is what you're putting in your mouth, because there are no outlets that are in your favor at this point. There are a lot of people that I know that are still calling themselves, or to call themselves, quote-unquote, conscious, and I'm not the one to determine what that means. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of counterproductive, right, if you are partaking in an intake of animal flesh from the places that you do it from. Now, I'm not going to have the argument as to whether that should be what you do or not, but you are eating, we're not even talking about GMOs at this point. We're talking about cloned beef. I will drop link after link. 2008, the FDA approved it, and they said, look, we don't have to tell you what the difference is. So you know what that means? That milk that you're giving to your baby, that milk that you're drinking, that butter that you're putting on your waffles, you know what I'm saying, the beef that you're eating, all of it is coming from a cloned animal. This is not a game.
Right.
Man,
this ain't like work. This ain't
shit.
This is not
Japan and calling it beef now.
This is the truth. This is the truth. This is
you sure you human
out? Numerous articles on this.
you're talking about
you know, farm raised salmon, and you're talking about tilapia, which got the human genes in it. You've been eating people. You feel me?
Right.
So
That's it.
Resident Evil.
What? Resident Evil.
What the tilapia?
Yo, real quick. Cause I want to clear this up too. For all those that are new, I guess, to Know the Legend, new to KT, the art degree, I'm not known as just the movie breakdown guy. Y'all need to go back in the archives for the past like 3 years. And check the manuscript, and you'll see that I don't know how many shows I probably got on the human body, on physiology, on health, you know. So
that's
it's not like
you
I'm calling in for the first
night. Show on biology.
I'm not just calling in tonight because I got a hard on to talk about, you know, biology all of a sudden. You know, I've been talking about biology for the past 30 years thanks to my mama and Dr. Sabi. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all could go back in the archives and check that, you know, breaking down the mitochondria, diabetes. Come on now.
You're going to have to reboot
DNA.
And come back at them. But I want to say this, like
so.
I said, you know, shout out to
now,
Mr.
I'm gonna be the Marvel team up with Ali and Inky. You know what I mean? When the demons start coming out and they press against the wall, I'm going to pop up, you know, with the beam of light. I'm going to have their back. So they got me in the wins. I'm right
shout
here
out
for
Mr. Anderson, who has the black gold soil. We need to get that to Brother Ali. And I would say, family, stand behind anybody who has a farm or a garden or any means in which to produce produce, because that's where we coming up short. You know what I'm saying? That's where we coming up short. Everything else, we got all the information in the world, and we going up in these supermarkets. That's defeating the purpose. Okay,
right.
You are laying yourself on the butcher table. Stop doing that. You're looking crazy out there. So, you know,
indeed.
Gotta start growing our own food. You know what I'm saying? And actually partaking in some of these, like you said, them ancient seeds, these foods that our bodies have never been introduced to begin with.
Right. That's it.
You know, put that in and see what you get out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Like, that's nothing to debate about. We just need to move on that.
That's true, God.
Oh, damn. I didn't even know the time was. We got 5 minutes left, family, if you want to join us past the 12 a.m. mark. Call in the 347-637-2135. And, fam, I want to say this. Like I said, it's okay if people don't agree. We can't even take the position where we're calling them haters or what have you. There has been a very deep indoctrination period where people only know what they've been taught. If we're bringing new information, we should be able to stand up with proof and findings or what have you. Let's be that town with our information. So
absolutely.
I don't fault the brother none for asking what he asked or having the disposition that he had, because that's what you're going to face. And what you with the medical establishment comes with is going to be a lot worse.
Yeah. That's why I said direct them at me. I want it. You know what I mean? But on the same token, what also we need to look at is people being well-versed, and this is what Dr. Ali stated earlier. Although he was speaking specifically in regards to the Moorish Science Temple, but this is widespread. People get well-versed in one particular area of information, and because they're well-versed in that area, they think they're an expert everywhere. You know, we have to stop that, and we have to be able to be students no matter how much we learn. You know what I'm saying? No matter how much we learn, we still have to be able to be a student. You know, we can't think that, all right, I'm deep in the Moorish science, boom, so now I know biology. Or I'm deep in Nuwapu, now I'm a biologist. Like, all right, you're deep in what you're passionate about and what you've been studying. But when you move into a different area, a different field, you got to respect the people that have put 5, 10 years already in that field and that have put the time and the work in. We saw that with Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? He got ahead of himself. He thought because he was so great at basketball that he would just be just as great at any sport. And that didn't happen for him in baseball. He had to pump his brakes, and he had to go back to the NBA to get some more success because he was washed with baseball, right? So we got to apply that to everything in life. We always have to be able to return to being a student, and that is the way life goes. It doesn't matter what you do, whether you're a construction worker, a social worker, a teacher, a foreman. It goes learn, assimilate, teach, repeat. Learn, assimilate the information you just learned. Share the information now that you've assimilated it and you've proved that the information you learned is real. Now you can share it with others. And after you do that, you have to go back to being a student again so you can learn all over again.
Right. Let me grab the next caller because we got 2 minutes left to the live call. All right. 2 minutes left, y'all, to this live call. I think Ali's line just dropped as well, so you might have to bring him back in on three-way. But let me go to the 516-881-516 caller.
Peace, Lord.
Peace, Lord.
I wanted to validate. You were talking about the meat being cloned and all of that stuff. Now, I can, you know, I've heard doctors advocate the idea that meat for consumption is not bad for you. Well, neither is quitting eating meat, because I haven't eaten any red meat since the age of 22. I have not had a cold, the flu, or any ailment that you catch through the air like that. Since, you know, and I'm not taking a whole lot of supplements. I'm just eating vegetables. Every now and then I have some fish or seafood. And I have not caught in the car. I used to catch one every year when I was eating
right.
meat. Yeah. So what people don't realize is that the immune system, to corroborate what the brother was saying, the immune system works on that meat like a virus in your body. That's how you're able
That's
to break
right.
it down. So if you're not eating it, then you're directing that energy towards food that is consumable or easily, more easily broke down, and consequently you're more healthy.
That's right.
You only catch
That's
a cold.
Right.
Yeah, and when you talk about the food that you eat in the East, particularly India and China, the very first thing you use to gauge the state of your health is your eliminatory system. You know, shit and piss, for those of you who don't understand eliminatory, all right? And your intake and your outgo in terms of the food and your digestive tract is the first thing they use to measure your state of health, and the first thing that they gauge or modify to strengthen your whatever infirmity you have. And with that, you know, I just wanted to say that shit. The brother's still on. I'd like to hear
yes,
some
sir.
More of these.
Yes,
say.
Sir.
I'd like to hear some more what the brother got to say, because, you know, certain things I hear, I know. You know what I mean? I know that, and I can confirm.
We got to go deep into these things. We got to start to learn some of these medical terms and see exactly what they're talking about, because, you know, when we ingest the meat, when we ingest the sodas, mm-hmm. the sugars, we go through what's mm-hmm. called digestive leukocytosis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll go much deeper on the 9th, on the 10th, as well as, because the information, the reason we have part one in Delaware, part two in Philly, is because we sat down. I know what Ali has. Ali knows what I have. We cannot provide you all that information in one day. Realistically, I can't provide you 10 years worth of study in 4 hours.
Yeah,
I tell
people that all the time, bro. There's no way in the world, because there's an understanding of the process that need be for any discourse to occur with equal comprehension and understanding. So I agree
right.
exactly what you're saying.
That's right.
You ain't going to stuff a 10-year story into an hour. You say Hollywood.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Much more. Yeah.
So we got to take this thing on the road, and we got to give it in pieces, and we got to give it in full, and we got to give it in detail, so we'll understand what's going on.
I wanted to add something else. I want to add something else too, man. You know, I'm from the old school, y'all. You know, and there was a movie out in the 70s called Soylent Green.
Oh, snap. There it is.
The overpopulation of the planet, they were converting the dead into food. When you say that there's human genes and human, you know, embryo, whatever they're putting into the meat, I don't doubt it. They're growing chicken in a tray, and they don't have to tell you that,
keep the name of the movie.
Huh?
Keep the name of the movie. It's called Soy. They
yeah.
told you right there.
Yeah, exactly. Soy Green. And
Hey, let me tell you something right now. There was a black movie, and wait a minute. Let me pick up Jeremy from Philadelphia.
Hold on. Please, let him talk.
Yeah, soy activates the feminine hormone in the male's body, you know, and I think they're using it to slowly but surely feminize, you know, the population, because it leads towards more chaotic, controllable, you know, population.
It is the number one produced crop in these continental United States, okay? So you already see the effects of it. You don't have to be a vegetarian to eat soy. It's in everything. The second number one crop, I mean, the number two crop in the continental United States is corn, all right? So...
And for those of you
between those two things, and
those,
both of them are genetically modified.
And those of you who use toothpaste, fluoride is a pacifier, you know? It tampers with the system in so much as it tampers with the male hormones and makes the individual submissive. Okay? There's no reason for fluoride to be in the tap water, whatsoever. They found it in studies that are on the internet. All you have to do is look on the internet. There are studies of how cities that have fluoride in their water have higher cavity counts than areas in the United States like Colorado.
Because that ain't what it's for.
Exactly. No,
I'm saying it's to make the people docile so they can implement what needs to be implemented in terms of their social structures. No, or to more readily create the society in which they have, where people are poking, where men are poking one another. So stop that shit on Facebook. Niggas should be ashamed of yourself.
What were you about to say, Inky?
Thank you with us.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, I'm here. Listen, my man, yeah, I was watching the movie. I think it was Jim Brown. So big up to Jeremy in Philadelphia. And this movie came out in 74.
Okay.
And I think it was Jim Brown and a couple of other black brothers in the movie. You know how the old school black movie joints was. You know, they punching cats in the face and throwing cats through the walls and all that. But the whole premise of the movie was there was a red liquid, a synthetic red liquid, and the liquid moved like it had the constitution of blood. And they were putting this liquid in the water, and it was to stop, and it was gene specific.
It was race specified, right? I seen that.
That's right. It was gene specific, so it could only affect black people.
Yeah.
All right, and it was shutting down your ability to not only reproduce, but it was shutting down your entire immune system, and that would be similar to what we call what the AIDS syndrome has been pushed to us to be. So my point in saying that is there's been movies coming out for 40, 50 years where, you know, people have been trying to raise some awareness in different ways about the things that are going on. However, because we haven't taken things to the point where we can just deal with fact, right? Where we could just deal with fact, because somebody may say, you don't need meat, and somebody else pops up with a white jacket on and a stethoscope around their neck and say, oh, yeah, you do need meat because you need some protein. And then that's enough, because we're always looking to excuse our bad behavior. So somebody pop up with a white jacket on and a stethoscope and say, yeah, you know, you do need meat to get protein. Then somebody else pop up with a dashiki and say, oh, yeah, and I read some books where our ancestors were eating meat, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's all
they
need.
They on that now, right now.
That's all we need. So we got to go into a scientific level where we can see exactly what happens on a biological, cellular level when we ingest meat, period. Grand opening, grand closing. And once we present that information, if you still want to deal with that, then that's on you. You know what I mean? But I'm going to have to ask. I'm going to have to pose the question. 2013, are you sure you vegan not? Are you sure you vegan not?
Yes. And somebody in the chat room posted a wonderful question, and I want to address this once and for all. Okay. One, what vegetable source can one acquire protein from? Two, what is protein?
Oh, man.
Okay, well, here's the skinny
can
on it.
Can we tag team on that?
I
don't want to step on no talk. I'll add on to it. You go first.
No. Yeah, I'm gonna lightly touch it because I know you're gonna line it up crazy. I know this is your area of expertise anyway. Wasn't you just in Honduras with Sabi?
Say that again.
Didn't you just go to Honduras to visit Sabi?
Nah. We ain't did that yet. It's about to go down though.
Okay. But I know this is your area of expertise, but what I want to say about protein is a clump of amino acids, okay? It's a clump of amino acids. Your body don't need protein, number one. Your body needs amino acids.
So let's say, for instance, you did have some protein and that protein was somewhat bioavailable. Your body would have to use a ridiculous amount of energy to turn that protein into amino acids to even try to be usable. That's number one. Number two, you can get more than enough amino acids from sea vegetables, different grains, quinoa, yada, yada, yada. And what people do not know is that every piece of natural fruit, every single natural vegetable has protein content. So when you go get some grapes with the seed in it, you're getting plenty of protein. When you go get you some nice natural apples, it's hard to find some bananas. You might have to get some baby bananas. But all of the natural fruits have protein. So if you're eating enough fruits and vegetables and grains, because grains kind of gets left out of the shuffle, and I'm talking about spelt and quinoa and amaranth and things of that nature, you're going to get way more than enough protein than you need.
Wow. That's an eye-opener to a lot of people. They never heard that because, of course, when somebody says protein, they have been trained clinically for meat to pop up in their mind. You know what I'm saying? So I want to understand, how is that a myth? How can someone acquire a building block for life from something that is dead?
Protein falls in the classifications, though. They don't even, everybody tries to say protein like it's just one thing. You know what
That's
I'm
right.
saying? When you say sports, like you got a class, we talking basketball, what we talking football, we talking track and field, what are we talking about? And when you're talking about protein, you got enzymes, you got structural protein, you know what I'm saying? Structural protein, you talking about collagen, stuff that gives things structure. So if that's the case, then like my brother Inky just said, everything got to have protein in it. If it's standing up, if it has some type of shape or form, it has to protein. Also, if you're eating foods, like for all the raw food enthusiasts out there, all the vegans out there, even though they're eating food to get enzymes, what are enzymes? Enzymes are forms of protein. Like he said, they're big clumps of amino acids. These are just basic building blocks. These basic building blocks are small little keys. These keys are synonymous with the Hebrew alphabet. You know, that's why there's 22 of them, just like the Hebrew alphabet. You know what I'm saying? You put these different keys together, you end up creating words, in a sense, that communicates with your body, and it builds. It builds your body.
Where's the explosion?
It builds your structure up. It creates the chemical reactions that you need in order for things to take place in your body. So as Blue just stated, how are you able to move forward as a pro-life individual if you're consuming something that's dead? You do that math for yourself in your mind. But we are here to extract and assimilate the solar energy out of these foods and these fruits and grains that are available, and they all within themselves have amino acids. And it's the intelligence of your body that ends up putting them together in the most magnificent manner that creates the structure and the being and the God that you are. So just eat something that's alive, baby. And I don't mean go bite a zebra on his ass either. Don't bite those zebra on his booty. Go get some fruits and some vegetables, man.
All right, the brother, his line just dropped. Damn.
Who's that?
Inky.
Stop.
Inky and Ali's line dropped.
No.
But I will take about one or two more callers before I call it a night. So let's go to...
People, support these brothers.
Yes,
on
yes.
The ninth and the tenth, please do it.
I definitely, you know what I'm saying, will be in the living room on the Ustream or the live stream for that matter. Shit, I might go to Philly. All right, let me go to caller from the 856-4449. Peace, caller. From the 856, caller, peace. All right. That caller line dropped too. Caller from the 706-352-702. Caller.
Peace. Islam, Islam.
Islam, peace.
Peace, peace.
Yeah, I didn't know y'all was having a show tonight. I was calling to ask some off-topic questions to Mr. Ali Muhammad. This is Lord Abba, by the way. But,
he's not on right now.
He blocked me on Facebook, so there was no way that I could reach the brother. So, you know, I just was calling, and I'm not going to hold y'all show up. Good topic. Brother Inky, I would love to build with you on that topic as well. You know, I'm kind of feeling the nutrition thing, and that's one of the programs that we're going to be implementing in our temple in the healing of the nation, because that's what Noble Drew Ali did. He brought the
this is what I'm saying, brother, and I'm glad that you touched upon that. And I mentioned it several times in class, you know, to little response, because I understand that the family, when they're dealing with certain grievances such as traffic tickets and mortgage difficulties, you know what I'm saying, help might be the last thing on their mind. But I want to constantly remind people that the prophet had elixirs. You know what I'm saying? The prophet came with a concise plan based on dealing with the physical temple of man first, because he knew that he would not be able to plant those seeds and for them to germinate to grow anything if he was dealing with a Negro mind and a Negro temple that was infested with all of the things that the family was partaking with at that particular time. So that's the first thing that he did.
That's right.
You feel me?
He said the European food here is just poison. And, you know, for anybody, if you go through my Facebook picture.
If he said it then, when people's argument was that and granny and what have you, you know what
that's
I'm saying,
right,
raised off of turnips and squash and yams and greens and everything, and granted, because my family was as well, and they lived very lengthy terms, you know what I'm saying? Some of them
that's
were
right.
Conflicted in terms of they had health concerns, but they lived
diabetes,
for a prolonged period of time. Those were when those particular, you know, provisions and everything was still real. Those is when the soil still had a level of mineralization in it where it could support some sort of, you know, magnetism and electricity in the body, what have you. That's no longer the truth. Okay?
Sure.
So the food is plastic. It's like when you used to go to your granny house and she would have the plastic apples and bananas and oranges and shit in the plastic bowl. And if you were so young, you tried to bite it until someone had to explain to you that that was not real. It's the same thing, but it's the matrix. It's the cipher shit. I know the steak ain't real, but I still want the steak. And that's exactly what we're dealing with. You feel me?
Definitely,
so
definitely.
It really tells me something about someone's condition when I'm telling them this and I'm trying to express it to them and giving them an alternative, because you can't take the steak away and not give them nothing. So soy steak, that's not going to cut it. I'm like, yo, here, take this. You know, get the sea moss in your body. Electric cell food, oldest plant on the planet, 92 trace minerals. What more can you ask for? They don't get it.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? They're only concerned with traffic tickets. So, you know, I commend you to take that stance and really be about that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah,
walk,
definitely. I just want to say,
the light,
you know,
of the prophet
can
bring them elixirs forth.
Yeah, definitely. Anybody go to my Facebook page and my pictures, Noble Drew Ali and the Moors, you're going to see all of the testimonies from the newspaper back in that day, you know, all the women talking about their arthritis and, you know, all of the different ailments that were ailing them back in the days, and, you know, there's many testimonies.
Right. And that's how he got into the good standings of the people. He was able
sure.
to garner their attention and wrestle their attention away from institutions such as the church that don't deal with healing. They were snake oil salesmen around at that time, and the church and all of that was dealing with, you know, the holy touch and shit like that. He brought
sure.
actual products and dealt directly with the people, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I want to emphasize and show the family
we should be dealing with that or supporting those that are dealing with it. And that's where more have been coming up short. You know what I'm saying? So
definitely. But thank you, beloved. Let me get that off. You know, brother,
yes,
you know, Mr. Inky, you got my number. Give me a holler sometime, beloved. And, yo, y'all brothers do y'all thing. I'm a still listen,
brother. All right.
All right, peace.
Peace, Apple. Okay, let me go. Got a 646 in the building. A 646 caller. 646-334. 646 caller. Peace.
Peace, brothers. I've been waiting on this line for a long time.
Peace, peace,
apologies, peace.
Peace. This is Makeba Judge calling in. This is Dr. Judge calling in. Speak with you guys.
Oh, wow.
Makeba,
save the best for last.
Yes. No, I know. It's all good. I was really enjoying listening to the show anyway, so I kind of wanted to listen in because I missed the beginning half of the show. It's okay, and I don't want to really say anything long.
I have to download.
Yes. That's all. But I just want to say hi to you guys. I'm passing through. I'm up late from our clinic that we do on at Nicholas now every Tuesday nights. And
okay, shout out to Nicholas.
Yes,
indeed.
Yeah, shout out to Nicholas and to Sister Kafunya, to everybody up at Nicholas who's keeping this thing going. We're trying to offer affordable health care to people who are in need, a natural health care
right
to people
in the community.
Who are in need. And also, I just want to say quickly, very, very quickly, I hear the passion in people's voices when they're calling up about the topic of health. And it's basically due to the sensitive nature of the of this topic at hand here. I feel like at some point we had command over knowledge of our own bodies and our health, and somehow in the past it's been lost. And while we are making an attempt to reclaim that information, we do need to make sure as speakers, for some of us as academics, scholars, researchers, and for some doctors, we need to make sure that the information that we give out is 100% accurate and responsible, and that we're not adding to the misinformation that's already out there. And I do want to say I support any information provided by responsible scholars and professionals because, you know, this is why people are so upset and so passionate. It's because of all the misinformation out there.
Yes. Well, I want you to give your correct information to my listeners, because first and foremost, you know, a lot of women are going to be a lot more comfortable speaking to a woman about, you know, womanly matters. You know what I'm saying? That's one. Two, we support you and you're excellent in what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thank you.
And three, you know, you're part of the family, so please, you know, take the opportunity to leave your information behind.
Thank you. I'm not going to – it's late. We're already well over our time. I know you guys are tired, too, and I want to thank everybody for listening and for supporting your show. If they do want to get some information from me, they can always reach me at judgeacupuncture@live.com. I respond to about 50 emails a day from people questioning just with their health questions, and I take time out to answer everybody back with their questions. So that's the best way to reach me is through judgeacupuncture@live.com. That's judgeacupuncture@live.com. And I will respond to any questions. And I just want to say thank you guys so much, and thank you for continuing what you're doing in the community. And keep the conversation going, whether we're giving out, you know, information that we're not sure about or that we're not 100%, you know, correct about. I've had to correct myself in the past. Like your mother has said, you know, standing up in front of everyone, we have to be lifelong students and learners. And, you know, we have to just keep that going on and not, you know, none of us know anything for sure. We don't know anything for sure because that's just the nature of the world that we live in. But I do encourage African-American people to learn about the human body, learn about anatomy and physiology, learn about immunology, learn about biology, chemistry, learn about that stuff from a Western point of view, and then go ahead and learn about it from a Kemetic or an Eastern point of view as well, so that way you can be well-rounded and well-versed. So that way when somebody does try to sell you some nonsense, you know that that's not even possible. You know that some of the claims that they make is not possible. You know that what they're talking about is nonsense, and you can just dispute that easily. And that's it. That's all I want to say.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I am definitely sure that you will be back on the program very shortly. You know, we will see to it and put something together.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Yeah. Have a great night to everybody, to all the listeners out there.
You as well. Give thanks. Peace. Okay. I said two more. I just want to take one more call, and then we could call it tonight. It's the homie caller from the 215-215-609-215 caller. Peace.
Peace. Peace to the guys. What up, man?
Peace. What's good, bro?
Peace. Ain't nothing, man. I'm loving the build. What's going on? Peace to all y'all, man. I know Inky and Ali's calls dropped, but, you know, I want to say peace to them. I know they probably going to catch it later on. So, you know, 44-gun salute to y'all, man.
What's up,
kid? Yeah, we ain't doing 21. It's 44-gun salute, man. That's the new thing.
Take
that and run with that. You know what I mean? Shout out to KT. I guess when you're doing the movie breakdown, you Hawkeye, but when you're on the health forums, what they call you, Baby Savy? You know, shout to you, man. Shout out to you.
I'll take them both. Appreciate it, man.
But, yeah, man, I'm loving the build, man, because, you know, aside from being a wordsmith, among other things, I'm an alternative health practitioner. So it's definitely hit close to home. You know, today's date equals a 7, and, you know, 7 in numerology is a seeker, the thinker, and a searcher of truth whose goal is to investigate the unknown and find the answers to the mysteries of life. And, you know, what defines life better than health, you know? So I definitely think it was on point tonight. Y'all in the ethers, man. Like, we ain't even on Earth no more, man. Not mentally. Like, we somewhere on
in the
theta zone.
We in the ethers.
Yeah, man. We way out there.
Yeah, man. All of us. I'm just thankful to be part of, you know, what they was doing, man. You know, they put the call out. I had to come on through, man. It was like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, man. I saw that same dream. I was like, I gotta go.
I was hoping you came on too. I was like, yeah, where KT at? But you jumped on, so it was right on time, man. So, you know, as usual, I rushed home. Yeah, you know, as usual, I rushed home to be able to sit down and chill and listen to everything, not be on the road. So, you know, when I'm out in the burbs coming home, my calls drop very often, so it's good to just be home where I got a good signal and I can actually just sit back and absorb and, I mean, just take in everything else.
I feel you.
No doubt.
So, you know, I did have two questions. What was the name of those movies, the one that that Ra had mentioned? And the one that Inky had mentioned. Do y'all remember those?
Soylent Green. It starred Charlton Heston, which is deep because, you know, he was Moses, so he was instituted in the straight Soylent Green after he was Moses. And the other one, I don't know the name of it, but it starred Jim Brown, and it came out in the 70s.
Oh, yeah,
so
I don't remember the name either.
With,
I saw it, but I don't remember the name.
Just put Jim Brown in, and IMDb will come up, and just look at his filmography in the 70s, you know what I'm saying, and just run through them, and you'll figure it out. Or type it in the search engine, and it'll pop up. But I forget the name of that one. But I know the other one is the Soylent Green, though.
Yeah.
Soylent Green?
Yeah, Soylent.
Yeah, it's
S-O-Y-L-E-N-T. We got all the nerve. They're going to throw soy.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. I'm definitely going to dig up on them. That definitely, I was like, oh, I need to check that out, man. But
it's
thanks
crazy.
For the More Fire Friday, man. I love that, man.
Oh, you already know.
That was hard.
Yeah, I was a little tired, but, you know,
I quote as much as I could, and I listened to it in the archive about 30 times. So, you know, definitely digging in. I'm working on something special for you, man.
Yeah, man, get in the lab and, you know, that's so we could definitely put that in the package.
Oh, I live in the lab, man. Yeah, my name is Mystery Manhattan, man. Mr. E. Manhattan, M.D., Dr. Manhattan. So, you know, when I go in, I go in. So I never formally introduced myself. So, you know, just call me Mr. E or Dr. Manhattan, your choice.
The hydrogen on the third eye.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. But I do have an offering if it's not too late. I can save it, you know.
Sorry about that, yeah. Come on,
that's a great way to close.
All right, here we go. I've heard it said several times that pain is growth, and most times our pain is chosen. But if life is predestined, then how do you explain free will? Are we imagined apparition of the creator's dream world? Are we specks of the whole, akin to atoms in a cell? If I'm indeed a spirit, then my body is a shell. Taste, touch, hear, smell, what have you blinded to yourself? When you see things for what they are, take your soul off of the shelf. Well, my DNA is an artifact, and I need to discourse with the architect. I craft my art sharper than a barber set. I'm under 30, so my journey hasn't started yet. Lifelong student of the secret science, knowledge is only power if you keep applying. So tell the selected few to keep it quiet. I just upgraded my brain, so my mind is a new sleep appliance. 1,000.
Whoa.
Thank you. No, but you be sending me to the lab, B. I'd be like, hold on. Because I appreciate your wording sequence. You know what I'm saying? I like how you put your words together. They're short, succinct, and they hit. You know what I mean? And I'm visual. Everything that I hear, I attribute pictures to. You have a way of utilizing a small amount of words to draw up, you know what I mean, a grandiose picture. So salute you for that. Stick with it. Okay, put together, you know, a book. You know, don't let them languish. Yeah, in the notebook. You know what I'm saying? Put that together, and go out and perform. Philly is big on the poetry scene. Let the people hear that. Let them gravitate towards that vision.
I'm writing a book, and I'm thinking about doing a mixtape to go with it. So, you know, that's something I'm working on.
There you go.
In the meantime, I want to get something special to you. So give me a couple days. I definitely will shoot you an email. Just give you an update.
No doubt. All right.
So, all right, man.
Cheers, bro. Indeed.
Give thanks.
For sure. Peace.
Peace.
And on that note, family, I do want to remind the family, as I said earlier, I know that Super Bowl is approaching. Just to show you an instance, somebody dropped the article about the postal worker who retired after 44 years, no sick days, no days off, you know what I'm saying? That's the number that is associated with winning. Can't stop, it won't stop, you know what I mean? It's the imprint. So trust when I tell you, like I said, I got the handle on who's going to walk away with that W this coming Sunday. I don't want to throw it out. You know what I'm saying? We can definitely commodify our intellectual property, and we could all walk off into the sunset together. You know what I'm saying? With a handsome taken. You know, this could be the come up. So inbox me, holler at me, shoot me an email, pmorpheus@gmail.com. If you're serious, if you got cold feet, please, you know, get to guessing. You know what I'm saying? Shake the dice, roll them dice, do what you do. But for the family to know what it is, and they know our work over here, and they follow the 44 thread, go to thelaw44.com and just read up on last year's prediction, see how it was done. You know what I mean? Ask somebody about what we did. Yeah, ask somebody about what we did for the one the year before that. You know what I mean? So it's already etched. It's here. It's in stone. We already have the formula. We know what we're doing. I'm just not giving it out for free.
Hey, Blue. Before
no, I don't have. Yeah, somebody asked me. I don't have a set amount of what you got to put in. You put in what you feel that you want to put in. You know what I'm saying? even if you have if you have some options in terms of, you know, how you should go about making this investment, you can holler at me. I'm open to hear everything. What I have in possession is the answer. I got the golden goose. You know what I'm saying? So all of the other procurements.
Hey,
yeah.
I was just going to say, before you hit that switch, just make sure you let the people know one more time about the event on the 9th and the 10th. Give them one more shout out before you close out.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? On February 9th and the 10th, like I said, this will be the live lecture, okay, featuring tonight's two guests, Minister Inky and Brother Doctor, should I say, Ali Muhammad. They will be at Black and Nobel in Philadelphia, okay? Black and Nobel is located at 1509 West Erie Avenue. You can call up for advance tickets, and that is 267-407-3993. On the 9th, pardon me, the brothers will be in Delaware. I don't have the location for the Delaware venue, but on February 10th, which is on a Sunday, from 6 p.m. until, they will be at Black and Nobel. This will be live streamed. I do not have the live stream information, but I'm sure that if you follow any one of those brothers' information, you'll be able to get the links. So Ali Muhammad on Facebook or Minister Inky, or you could go to Black and Nobel, go to Prince Youssef, his page also has information pertaining to this event. Yeah, it's going down. Monumental information, challenging the establishment, earth-shattering. It's all at least worth tuning in and checking it out. Even if you don't agree, you know, come with your proper critique, listen to what's being said, and then challenge the information, because that's the only way the information is going to become stronger and stronger. You know what I mean? By challenges, you know what I'm saying? That's how you get strong. You got to put yourself under a considerable amount of weight. You know what I'm saying? You have to apply pressure. So, you know, as always. But first and foremost, for those that do want to learn this new paradigm of healing and health, you know, check the brothers out. All right? February 10th, 2013, Black and Nobel, 1409 West Erie. And with that, definitely want to say peace. You got anything that you want to leave them with?
Oh, yeah. So www.soionic.com, www.hollywooddakota.com. Anybody
Indeed.
Out there who
know
what I do, please support the brother anytime that you like.
Yes, indeed. Let me drop a bomb for that one time. Still getting calls and testimonials, you know what I'm saying, about that Django decoded, you know, and this is from the family that don't even move through these particular circles, or they don't even know what a conscious community is, but the thing went viral and they caught on to it. And they're like, oh, y'all do that show, right? Yeah, I heard it. And you know what I'm saying? They really appreciate what you brought forth, you know what I mean? So definitely, HollywoodDakota.com, DjangoDakota.com, SoIonic.com. Support Young Genius, okay? That's how we keep this thing moving forward. So with that,
that's it.
You want to say peace?
In light.
In life. Brad, you good?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Peace to the
that's
family.
Y'all. Friday, same bad time, same bad channel. All right.
Yes,
we
sir.
We'll have something special. Cooker. We going in. You heard?
Peace.
Peace.